All right, now they're ready to go. I think they're ready to go. David Miller, the catcher, comes to the plate. They're still playing the music, so I think Miller doesn't like that. I'm not sure. Anyway, Miller in the box. Waits. Kyle Schroedel with two on and two outs. Looks to second. Big leg kick from the stretch. Breaking ball over for a strike. 51 pitches for Kyle now. 30 of them strikes. He and Horsley going to have a little chat. It may be the go indicator with a man on second. Barrington being one of their coaches, you know. That's, again, as I've said in a previous broadcast, stealing signs, whatever. Some teams just want you to think they're doing it, and it gets you off your game. Some hitters don't want to know if you know what the sign is. Looks like he's giving him some kind of signal out there, whether it's faster curve or something. Breaking ball inside. Oh, fastball inside, but it was called for a strike. Hit the mitt. A lot of guys, or I've heard players that say, don't tell me what's coming if you know it's a fastball. So I want to concentrate on the pitcher. And, of course, you can also get mixed up on that, too. That one in the dirt, but Horsley keeps it in front of him nicely. Throws his body over there. Miller steps out of the box. 1-2. Miller kind of shaking his head up there. I'm not sure if he's still upset about the fastball on the inside corner called for a strike. But hey, Schroedel hit the mitt. Miller's right on the plate. So he's choked up a little bit to the 1-2 count. Flew to right back in the first. Here comes the pitch. Big kick. Fastball inside corner called strike three. Same spot. Same mitt. One run, three hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. Taylor hit a home run to count for that run. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Colt 45's up 3-2 on the Ringtails. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back at Tiger Field, Colt 45's up 3-2 on the Ringtails, bottom half of inning number 3. I mentioned earlier the 4th of July fun. If you haven't made your plans, or even if you had, you might change them, because on July 4th, right here at Tiger Field, baseball, snow cones, hot dogs, and post-game fireworks. Now, the game between the Colt 45s and Ringtails will start at 6 o'clock. Our pregame show will be at 5:45, but 6 o'clock is when the game begins, and then after the game, enjoy the game, of course, get your goodies, your eats on, and then with that ticket from that game, you're able to afterwards take a spot in the outfield at Tiger Field and have a perfect family venue and view of 4th of July fireworks. So be sure and make plans to join us out here at the ballpark. Leading off, Tyler Thompson watched a called third strike back in the first. Swings at the first pitch he sees here, fouls it back to the screen. Tyler came into the game hitting 321. Left-handed batter standing in, getting set. Colt 45 is going lefty-lefty at the top of their lineup tonight against the left-hander. No action in either bullpen at this point. Both pitchers not particularly gone too deep in their pitch counts yet. That one was a called strike, 0-2. Sanderson mentioned, he kind of throws his toe out when he kicks, kind of points it, his leg kick, as he strides, missed there outside, a ball and two strikes. Comes 1-2 deliver. Another curve, that one up, 2-2. Kids out tonight, summertime. No school to worry about for most of them. 2-2, fastball, foul back. Kyler was looking for that. Got a good cut at it, just missed it. Starting to get some shadows, some shade coming in. This is about the time our weekday games start, other days of the week. And so the shadows will begin to creep in from the third base side. Off speed, outside, went and chased it, missed it. Trying to be aggressive, but it'll be strike three. The catcher completes the strikeout by throwing it down to first. Now Julian Kadama to the plate. 6-foot, 195-pounder out of Edmonds, Washington and Woodway High School. Had a single, eventually scored the game's first run on a delayed steal. Left-handed batter holds the bat high above his head, kind of waggles it there, takes the first pitch. It bounces right into the umpire's hand in the dirt. It's a ball. And, hey, here's your ball. Well played, Mr. Hutler, behind home plate. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball, foul back out of play. Went outside on that one. Tried to get somebody to chase it. Good contact, just... Now here comes the 1-1 delivery to Julian Kadama. Fastball swung on. Foul out of play left side. Got it up there. Played an awful lot as a freshman for the D1 Redhawks up at Seattle University. Played left field, third base. Stepped in where they needed him. Played in 35 games. And even had a nice 7-game hitting streak during the season. He and Desmond Parisotto came down and joined the club this past week and got a chance to meet their future Seattle University teammate, Peter Kronowski, who's an incoming freshman for them here and then had joined this Great Colt 45 team a little earlier. Great breaking ball again outside. Again they chase it, but Kadama, when the loose ball was thrown down to first and errant, is able to stand safely at that bag. Now, catcher Miller, the throw is a little bit to the infield side. The big first baseman down, he just couldn't handle it. I think otherwise he would have had him. So probably an error on the first baseman. So it's a strikeout. And speed first. And Brendan Rupp at the plate. He had an infield hit his first time up. Yes, indeedy, we have the sound effects working now. And it wasn't in doubt. We're expanding the sound effects we've noticed in recent days, though. Now, Rupp, when he hits in bunches. We've mentioned that several times he's had multi-hit games this year for the Colt 45s this summer. As a freshman for Fort Scott, where he plays collegiately, he had 4 multi-hit games. In college, that doesn't happen every day. Runner going, fastball up. It's a ball. No sense in throwing. He's there easily. Kadama sliding, but they didn't have prayer yet. Good wheels, good jump. Good lead, good jump. Sanderson now working from the stretch with a man on second and one out. Looks at second. Kadama with a good lead, but he steps off the rubber. Didn't like that lead. Kadama, one of those ball players that knows you can be pesky out there. I mean, he's played middle infield enough. Breaking ball. Big curve. Looked good. Just missed away. Tweet waits on deck. Brendan ahead in the count. Looks in for the sign. Being deliberate, taking his time. Root waits patiently, waggles the bat now. Pitcher and batter settle in. The stretch delivery swung on, runner going, hit through the hole left side. Kodama makes the turn, and he's going to stand easily as he comes in home. I put the man in motion, and Roop delivers the RBI single. Speed kills, doesn't it? So Brendan Roop puts the Colt 45s up 4-2 with a little help from his friend. That's RBI number 20 on the season for Brendan. Now Tanner Tweet comes to the plate. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch inside corner, called for a strike. He walked and scored on Chris Drew's home run in the first. The left-hander, Sanderson, looks at first. That's a breaking ball. That one's over on the outside corner for a called strike. Mentioned Nick Sanderson he's out of Talent, Oregon. Started his college career at Davis and Elkins College out of Ashland High School. And as a junior transfer, pitched for the Redhawks. Bouncing ball, right side, first baseman fields. Sanderson trying to cover, no chance. Tweet moves well, and Sanderson was late getting there. It was a slow bouncer, right side. Tweet just moved down that line. And not sure if they've already indicated. I'm guessing that would just be an infield hit. So now they have two on. Brew comes to the plate to face his Simpson teammate. No action in the bullpen. And Sanderson was 0-6 at Simpson this year. Started six games. Had a 11.75 ERA. Here comes the pitch. Fastball up on Brew. Chris took him out of the yard back in the first. Two-run homer. It was his third home run of the season. Chris leads the club with 28 runs batted in now. Sanderson has trouble on the bases. Goes back to the curveball again. That one's called a strike. 1-1. Right-hand batter standing in. Chokes up just a knob on the bat. Brew has a quick swing when he's on his game. Off speed, a little bit out in front of that one. Did get a piece of it, fouled it off. They know all about Christopher Brew. I mean, he had 316 at Simpson this year. They had a monster offensive season. Led them with seven homers, but they had on their team a total of six players with 20 or more runs batted in. Looking in for the sign, Sanderson. Now Brew steps out. He got tired of waiting. Looking to second, looking the runner back. Now Sanderson goes fastball. Brew's a little behind that one, but he did get a piece of it, fouls it off. A ball and two strikes. But I mentioned Chris, we've talked about his season this year at Simpson. Big slugging percentage of .643. They played their home games right here at Tiger Field. But he was just one of several guys that were banging it around the ballpark for that Redhawks team. He did lead their club, though, with a .643 slugging percentage. 1-2 delivery coming. Off speed, he bounces it left side. Foul ball. He was a little fooled by the curve. I don't believe it would have been a strike, but just trying to stay alive up there. Fouled it off. Jacob Machuca on deck. Colt 45s have one down. They got a break when Kodama reached on the error by the first baseman on the third strike. Sanderson and Brew exchanged some teammate words. Another teammate, the guy behind home plate. So the battery and the batter played together, I believe, at Simpson. Simpson, that one's a fastball. That one he chases. That's strike three. He's smiling because he knows he went up the ladder on a ball that was a ball. Out number two in this inning, and Jacob Machuca, the left-handed batter. Let's see if he can take advantage of the man in scoring position. Flew out to left field, back in the first. Jacob's starting to show signs of breaking out. Sword's hot hand on the left-hand swing runner. Going to third. Throw down, gets away, and Roop is going to come in to score. So Roop, being aggressive on the base path, draws the throw from the catcher and got through their third base. And Roop was able to come in and get a goal 45 down for a 5-2. Deck the lip goalkeeper. We're doing our best to address those. Now, all gets away from the catcher. Trying to move it up to third, so shoot a big chance. Use the middle of the let me know, Jared, if I'm still here. Stop. Okay. Back up system tonight. Change up. Family partner. Let's see what you can do with it. You got that part of it. There we go. Long as he's driving down. Let the batter roll. And just pull the ball and take it out. That's a threat. Something to pull the ball in there. Behind their back. He just kind of hangs it. Two pitch way out in front on that one, and she could go down. Actually, second day in a row, the Colts were second time this weekend, the Colts were about to get four strikeouts in one inning. Yep, I do that. But they do get a run, two runs in fact, and the lead up on base. You're listening to Colts 45 Baseball on KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, hopefully we have that little audio issue worked out. Well done by my producer, Jared King. As we were going to the break in the third, I was trying to let you know there were two runs on two hits, two errors by the Ringtails, and that one man left on base. He four strikeouts because the first baseman dropped the throw from the catcher trying to complete a strikeout on Kadama, and that opened the door, and then the other three outs were all also strikeouts. So that's how that happens. That's how you get four strikeouts in one inning, and it's happened twice in this homestand. But right now, the good news is Colt 45s are up 5-2 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. And leading it off is Christian Reynolds. They briefly batted out of order, but good sportsmanship in summer collegiate ball. Barrett Fasking did not have the umpire enforce the out. This pitch swung on, hit towards left. Machuca comes in a few steps and shallow left field, makes the catch for out number one. Now Diego Castaneda comes to the plate. Castaneda out of Holy Names University. And that is, no doubt, a holy baseball name. I don't know what their mascot is, so I'm going to look that up. They're the Hawks. Holy Names University Hawks. Their logo very similar to the Atlanta Hawks in basketball. First pitch to the right-handed batting Castaneda is a strike. The next one, a little bit high. It's a ball. Kyle Schroeder working in his fourth inning here with a three-run lead. Big curve, and he hit him. And that wasn't one of those where the guy was trying to lean into it. He was going to hit him no matter what. I don't know if it got his arm. It looked like it was getting his back, but he's hanging his arm down there for Schroeder lets his first hit batter of this game. Kyle coming into this game had hit a couple of guys in 12 innings. It's been a bugaboo for pretty much pitchers on both sides for the Colt 45s and for their opponents this year. Not a big lead for Castaneda at first. As the number 9 hitter, Matt Corkery, comes to the plate. That's the changeup. Inside corner called for a strike, 0-1. Now we're beginning to get some streaks of shadows coming from the third base side, elongated out across the field. So it can be a little difficult for the batter. And as the ball goes from light to dark to light again, bounced up there in front of Horsley, keeps it in play. It's a ball and a strike. Matt Corkery, little guy I mentioned, out of Lassen. Waiting for a pitch. 1-1 the count. Pretty good lead over there for Castaneda. Schroeder not paying a lot of attention, but now Castaneda goes back as Schroeder steps off. Sometimes it's all you need to do to keep him close. Schroeder with 61 pitches right now. Breaking ball up. No action in the bullpen yet. He's gone 5-1 other time, as I mentioned, I believe, this season. Castaneda off first. Corkery at the plate with one down. We're in the top of the fourth. Throws over to first, diving back in safely. Pretty good little quick move there for Kyle. He's in the fourth inning. If I misled you, it's top of the fourth. Again, a pretty good lead. Not going. That was inside just a bit. Three balls and a strike to count. The right-handed batter waits. Schroeder looks. And, of course, he sets up low and inside. So I'm foul back out of play. Lassen had a pretty good year where Corkery plays. They were 20-17 this season. Here comes the pitch. Lines it soft liner to first. Tweet catches it and then does a little dance with the runner Castaneda, who was caught off first and instead just decides to step on the bag, complete the double play. Well, soft liner turns into outs number two and three. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Reading Colt 45's up 5-2 on the ringtails. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's trying to build the 5-2 lead. Kids having fun out on the field with the pitcher races. It's a pitcher of water. And boy, I tell you what, that may be one of the best pitcher races I've seen all year. Not one of the competitors, young men, might have been a young lady in there, but they did not lose a pitcher. You know, it's filled with water and you gotta have to carry it on a tray, run around either Homer or one of the players. And they all did really well on that one. Might have got some coaching from the coaching staff over there. I don't know. Good job. I think they were all winners there. Leading it off in the bottom of the fourth is Connor McCoy. Struck out in the second. He wasn't alone. Everybody struck out in the second. So McCoy going to start things off. Colt 45's fell behind 1-0 in the first, but they bounced right back with 3 in the second. Brew a homer. The Ringtails got 1 in the third. Colt 45's answered back with 2 in the bottom of that inning. And that's where we stand. 5-2, Colt 45's, as McCoy awaits the pitch, bounced up there by Sanderson for a ball. They do have action in the bullpen. Looks like a right-hander out there throwing. Sanderson has gone 63 pitches in. McCoy waits. There's a fastball. Took a pretty good cut at it. It was passing, though. 1-1. No game tomorrow night, but we will be broadcasting Tuesday and Wednesday this week. 7:15 first pitch from the ballpark. Fastball inside corner, called for a strike. 1-2, Nick Horsley on deck, and Bayena in the hole. Some wispy clouds, but not of any real significance. Just a clear Northern California summer night. That one's up. Early evening. Again, we don't have the sunset yet. I recognize that. I know it. Now here comes a 2-2 pitch to McCoy. Off-speed swung on, missed, strike three. I wonder if right now the way that sun is coming in with the delivery of Sanderson, looks like it's hard to pick that ball up. The sun streaking and then the shadow and then the sun. Out number one here, bottom of the fourth. That is strikeout number 9 for Sanderson. And he has been the strikeout man against the Colt 45s. Now in, what does he have going? Now in 9 1/3 innings against the Colt 45s, he has 21 strikeouts. Not bad. Nick Horsley at the plate. Just one out. Base is empty. Horsley away. It's breaking ball up. Ball and no strikes. Nick, big right-handed batter, wide stance, wears a protective cushion on the left elbow. There comes a 1-1 pitch. off-speed. Checked his swing. Didn't go. I don't even know why you're asking, Mr. Home Plate Umpire. Again, umpires are different. Some won't ask unless they're asked to. In the big leagues, they just do it automatically. But when it's obvious he didn't go, if you missed that one, you weren't watching. That one's high, 3-1. Enough of that commentary, right? We're just here to talk about some baseball. See if Horsley can get on base and get it going. Nick rearranging his batting gloves, his elbow pad. Now he's ready to go. Asks for time as he gets in, gets set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. That's a little low, ball four. Nick Horsley draws the one out walk. Just the second walk of the game issued by Sanderson. Andabayeni comes to the plate. Now, he struck out in the second, but we mentioned he homered against his club in the last game between the two teams. And he comes into the game hitting 310 with a homer and 13 runs batted in. His 17 runs scored right up there near the top on the club. He's been a really consistent producer, particularly since he moved down to the number 9 spot after the first week or so. Tyler Thompson got here, and they pushed him down to the number 9 spot, kind of gives you that two leadoff hitters. Also, as a hitter, it gives you a chance to see the pitcher work a little bit because you're not familiar with him. It's not like in the pros or even major college where you see you're able to scout pitchers. You don't necessarily know what a guy has, so it might actually be helpful for Andy. Takes that one over for a strike, 0-1. He took a look at first. Horsley would not be a threat to go. Doesn't have much of a lead. Sanderson throwing over there anyway. That tells you the Colt 45's aggressive base running is in his head. Looks at first, and Bayena swings at an off-speed inside, fouls it off, 0-2. Tyler Thompson on deck. Colt 45's left a couple of guys on base tonight. They had but not as a problem that they've had earlier in the week. Actually, technically, I think they just left one on base, so that's a good thing. Bayena swings at an off-speed low, runner on first and less than two outs, so they don't need to throw it to first to complete the strikeout. Bayena goes down, 10th strikeout of the game for Sanderson. And it brings up Tyler Thompson now with two outs. Horsley wasn't able to go anywhere. Ball didn't really get away from the catcher. But Sanderson's stuff has him fooled, that's for sure. Big lefty. Steps off. Now Tyler Thompson. He's a rare game for him. He struck out twice. That's bounced back to the screen. Sanderson beginning to show some signs of wear out there. A ball and no strikes. Again, they've had a right-hander throwing. Looks like he is ready, whoever he may be. The catcher is now coming in from the bullpen. Sanderson pitching in the bottom of the fourth here. Tyler Thompson awaits. There's a ball and no strikes. I'm sorry. He took something off that. Tyler didn't like it. It's called strike. 1-1. It is interesting. I mean, it's with the when the sun is bright on the pitcher, especially when it's a lefty, I think, he throws through shadows, and then it hits some light spots right in front of home plate. 1-1. Off speed. Almost like you're watching a strobe. That one missed 2-1. Watching the ball thrown through a strobe light. That's from our vantage point up in the stands. No idea if in this particular case it would be the same. Pitcher fakes a throw to second, just steps off. Horsley was hustling back. 2-1 strike delivery. Sanderson, lefty on lefty. Fastball swung on, missed. 2-2. Kadama would like to bat this inning. Rick Pacetti has a mic in his hand working the crowd out there. You may hear him in the background some there. Got the A game out. The A team. Here comes a 2-2 pitch now. Now the pitcher Sanderson shakes his head. Yeah, that's what I want. Fastball up and away. 3-2. Tyler works the count deep. Three ball, two strike pitch. Two outs. Man on second. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Off speed. Waited on it and couldn't get it. Just took a late hack and strike three. So Thompson goes down on strikes to end the fourth. No runs, a walk, and a man left on second base. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Fives on top of the Ringtails, 5-2. Top of the fifth inning, Kyle Schrodel comes out, pitching with that three-run lead. Let's try to take a look at the baseball scoreboards. Angels leading the Cardinals 6-1 right now. Now they just put four on the board. Looks like that one is in the bottom of the ninth. Cardinals finally scored a run in the bottom of the ninth. But Angels may be headed to winning that one. Marlins beat the Phillies 6-4. It was sweeping the Phillies in Philly. That's a tough one for Philadelphia. Blue Jays over the Red Sox 6-1 at Fenway Park. Indians at home beat the Detroit Tigers 8-3. Santana a homer in the winning call-out. Braves had to go 10, and they won it 4-3 over the Nationals. Donaldson, Acuna, Camargo all homered for Atlanta, Soto for the Nationals. And the Pirates outscored the Padres in 11. Padres got three in the top of the 11th. Pirates did them one better with a walk-off win in the bottom of the 11th, scoring four. Leadoff hitter is the leadoff hitter going up against the Colt 45s. And Dom Chavarria, who is a switch hitter, batted right to start the game. Now he's decided to go back to left, getting some at-bats, I guess, from both sides of the plate. Takes that check swing. Count now a ball and two strikes. Astros beat the Yankees 9-4 at Yankee Stadium. Altuve homered in that one. White, Alvarez, Gurriel, and LeMahieu for the Yanks. Brewers beat the Reds 7-5. Votto homered for Cincinnati. Shaw and Arcia for the Brewers. That one fouled back. Now 2-2 the count. Royals beat the Twins 6-1. Rosario from Minnesota. Dozier, the Twins and homers. Cubs over the Mets 5-3. Alonso hit his 27th. Wow. For the Cubbies. I mean, for the Mets. Man. Comes 2-2 pitch. It's up 3-2. Rangers beat the White Sox 7-4 at Globe Life Park. Braves top the A's today. So Oakland losing that one. This pitch swung on high bouncer to short. Kadama Fields throws, but you know what? He had to wait for it to come down, and that guy beat it out. Chavarria showing his speed from the left side. So it's going to be an infield hit, and it may be one where, you know, Julian felt like he got him, but he also probably didn't get rid of it as quickly as he should have. So, again, that's knowing that's the leadoff hitter, you can't – he had to wait on it, and that was the problem. Pretty good lead at first for Chavarria. Trotel has shown a good move to first. Taylor's been troubled tonight. He singled and scored in the first and had a solo homer in the third. Takes the first pitch away. Diamondbacks beat the Giants in 10, 3-2. Pilar hit a homer earlier in that, and LeCastro had the walk-off single for Arizona. And that throw over to first almost got him. I'll tell you what, the base umpire, I think he had his hand cocked, but Johnny Smith did not call him out. Taylor back in the box. Kyle Schrodel looking at first over his shoulder. Now he delivers. Runner is going. High fastball. No, he's not. He faked me out. Gets into center field, and Chavarria does not elect to try to go to second. And Chavarria was taken off like he was going to go. It wasn't a pitch out, but it might have actually been a pitch out. I don't know. It's a 2-0 count. You wouldn't normally pitch out 1-0, but it had the effect of that. It wound up being high and away. No harm, no foul, but now in a hole with the count, Schrodel facing Taylor. 2-0 count. Speed at first. Good lead now. Chavarria. Horsley has a good throwing arm. Off-speed missed. 3-0. Mariners pounded the Orioles 13-3 today. And the Dodgers won again. 6-3 over the Rockies. Taylor and Smith. Homer. Yep, it was another walk-off. You believe that? Smith had a pinch-hit walk-off homer to win it for the Dodgers. This one swung on hit deep towards right field. Baena going back. It's going to land near the warning track. It'll be a double. Chavarria doesn't score. I think he had to wait, go halfway until Baena was able to, well, he could determine whether Baena caught it or not. So they're getting to Schrodel a little bit here, and the bullpen beginning to get a little active, some stirring out in the bullpen. Chavarria is at third. Taylor at second. First base is open. The left-handed batter, John Downey. Now, Downey lined to right field in the first and grounded out in the third. That's the circle change. That was on the outside corner, called for a strike, 0-1. But what about the Dodgers? I think that's three consecutive games that they've won in their last at-bat. Wow. I'm impressed. 5-2. The score. 0-1 deliver. Swung on. Fouled away. Third base side. I don't know if they're going to bring Sanderson back out to pitch, because whoever was throwing sat down. Now, he may also have been throwing and is a position player, so no telling. We'll just have to wait and see. But the Colt 45s have Zach Billingsley up and getting loose out in the pen. He's a lefty. 0-2. Nice curve. Swung on, miss. Strike three. That's what Trotel was looking for, and Brian Barrington comes to the plate. So for Kyle, he's at 78 pitches right now. Looks in for the sign. He's not been in a lot of trouble. Has not walked many guys. He's walked one and hit one. That's it. That's inside. He gets away briefly from Horsley, but it's right in front of him. And did it actually hit the batter? Well, I spoke too soon on that. So now the bases are loaded. Barrington gets hit with a pitch. I did not see it hit him. It was a mystery. It was like the phantom goal of the World Cup? the heavenly goal. I forget what it was called anyway. Maradona's goal. All right. Unrelated. Bases loaded. One out. Chuck Mathey at the plate. Right-handed batter. Second man is hit with a pitch this game. And he walked one other. Here comes the first pitch to the right-handed batter. Pops it right side. Going to hook foul out of play. Over at third base is Chavarria on the infield hit. Kadama fielded it cleanly, just didn't get him. Just a beat late on the throw. Taylor's at second after a double. Chavarria was not able to score, and Barrington hit with the pitch. First base was essentially open, unless they intentionally walked him, but I believe he must have hit him. I don't know. I have to double-check that. Forgot they can intentionally walk him and just send him on his way. No, he was hit by a pitch. That was an off-speed call for a strike. So out in front again on this man. 0-2. Infielders are in at the corners. Double play depth up the middle. Breaking ball, bounce left side, but foul. And this is where you're looking for that twin killing. No balls, two strikes a count. One out. Bases loaded. The right-handed batting Mathey wags the bat low, but you know what? Schrodel wasn't ready. Steps off, now steps back on. Everybody has to do the dance. Step out, step in, tap bat on the plate. Here we go one more time. Big leg kick from the stretch. Fastball popped up, right side. Back goes Connor. In comes Andy. Andy going to make the catch. The throw was a good one. And they had the runner wandering off third, and yet they got him. Horsley throws a seed down to Roop at third, and they got Chavarria off third base. Beautifully played. Good arms all around. 9-2-5 gets Chavarria off third. So no runs, a couple of hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go now, or two men left on base, excuse me. We go. Two hits, two left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number five. Colt 45's holding on to that 5-2 lead. You're listening to Red and Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Julian Kadama to lead it off here in the fifth inning. Colt 45's up 5-2, facing a new pitcher in the game for the Redding Ringtails. This is Dylan Lum, Lum a Hawaiian native. Also pitches for Simpson University. He was 0-2 at Simpson and a 7.23 earned run average this year for Simpson. He started three games for him, went 23 and two-thirds innings, walked 8, struck out 15. Little right-handed batter. And answering the question, you don't usually see pitchers wear shades. He's wearing shades, which is interesting because there's actually absolutely no sun on the pitching mound until he completes his wind. Once his stride is there, he gets hit with a little sun. So it's going to be lights on in a minute. Ball and a strike to count on Kadama to lead things off. That one misses, 2-1. He's pitched in both previous games against the Colt 45s this year, inning in two-thirds, no record, only allowed one hit, two strikeouts in that 1 2/3 innings. Kanamu steps out. Lum steps out. Catcher trying to get himself situated for Simpson. I actually asked Lum, we asked Lum if he was related to Michael Kenway Lum, Mike Lum, who played for the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds in his major league career and was the first native-born Hawaiian to play in the major leagues, I believe, a position player. He was a good left-handed hitting first baseman for the Braves and Reds. And he said, no, he didn't believe he was related. So, Lum is a good name for baseball in Hawaii, obviously. Not in foul back. But he didn't know who Mike Lum was. So I found that curious. Figure everybody would know every player from their home state that's played in the big league. It predated his birth by quite some time, I might add. That ball misses away, and Julian's on base for the third time. This one, a walk. And Brendan Roop now to the plate, and Roop is 2-for-2. And we told you, his hits come in bunches. Had an infield hit, a single, an RBI in the third, 2-for-2, looking for more. Right-handed batter. He stands in. Runners going on the first pitch. Roop takes it. Bounce throw. Sliding in head first safely. A stolen base. I believe the pitch was a strike. Looked like a straight steal. Roop doesn't mind. It was a ball. Excuse me. So Kadama's getting good jumps and going. I mean, Lum is a right-hander as opposed to the left-hander who was a strikeout machine again against the Colt 45s. First pitch, or that pitch to Roop was a strike on the outside corner. So the book on Sanderson, 4 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 of them earned, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. Ball and a strike now. The count to Roop. Fastball, a little behind on that one, but did get a piece of it, fouled it back, 1-2. Brendan rearranges his batting gloves. He's one of those guys that has it dialed in and has his batting gloves, his wrist guards or wristbands, his sleeves, and his front elbow pad. He's a warrior. 1-2, chases, a changeup away. Throw down to first to complete the out, but the runner does move over to third base. Looked like just a wild pitch on the strikeout. And Tweet will come to the plate. Oh, yeah, we should say his first name because there are so many Tweets in the air and we're outstanding baseball players. And he's the big brother, Tanner, standing in. He's officially 1-for-1 with the infield hit in the third, walked and scored in the first. So his average now up to .333. Big cut at the first one. Just about swung out of his shoes there. 0-1. Chris Brew on deck. The 0-1 delivery to Tweet. Change up. Bounced. High chopper. Shortstop goes up on the drawn in infield. Tries to go to first, but then throws it away. Tweet hustling over there. The throw to second is late. Tweet will go to second, and the run will score. The infield was playing in, and the shortstop leaped over his head to keep it from getting into the outfield, and he may have been better served by just holding on to it because he then rushed his throw and Tweet's at second. Colt 45s will gratefully take that. They now lead it 6-2. And with Tweet at second. Chris Brew comes to the plate. He's had a come say come saw game so far. 2-run homer in the first and a strikeout in the third. 0-1 pitch. That one's on the inside corner, but inside. 1-1. Crowd's starting to fill up on this Sunday night. Still some time to catch some baseball, but nice Sunday night crowd for us here. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Nope, it won't. Brew out, now going to step back in. Here comes that pitch. Way out in front on it. A ball and two strikes. Looks like you might have just taken something off that. Just a straight change. Brew needing to protect the plate here. With a man in scoring position. The 1-2 delivery. Lum bounces it. Or Brew bounces it on the pitch. Colt 45s trailed 1-0 going into the bottom of the first and haven't trailed since. They got three that inning. Brew hit a big homer. See what he does here. Swings and hits this one. Pretty good to left, but not that deep. Left fielder goes back. Now comes in. That's out number two. Hit it on the nose, but didn't really give any trouble out there to Jordan Taylor. That'll bring up Jacob Machuca. Machuca's come up to bat with two outs, both in the first and third tonight, and nothing to show for it. Lum goes to the belt, looks at second, kind of a three-quarter delivery there. He changes his delivery up a little bit, short-armed it. Machuca mechanically practicing his swing out of the box. Envisioning what he's going to do when he hits it. That one's on the outside corner. Hit the mitt. Strike two. Strike one. Because he missed on the first one. McCoy would bat next. If Machuca can deliver, bounces it towards second. Fielded there. He throws it on to first and does get Machuca for out number three. Colt 45s, though, do get one run without benefit of a hit. Well, that's good news. Colt 45s will take it as we go to the top of the sixth. They lead it 6-2. Raging Colt 45s baseball on KCNR.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Zach Billingsley, the new Colt 45's pitcher here in the top half of inning number six. Colt 45's up 6-2 on the Redding Ringtails. Six runs, five hits, no errors for the 45's. 2-7-3 for the Ringtails. So the left-hander Billingsley comes in to face Miller, Reynolds, and Castaneda. 6-7-8 in the Ringtails order. Zach on the year. This is his sixth appearance, five in relief. In 16 2/3 innings, he's allowed 22 hits and a dozen earned runs, 10 walks, a 1-0 record, and a 6.48 ERA. 12 strikeouts in those 16 2/3 innings. And as I mentioned, he comes in, has a lead to work with. Schrodel, Kyle Schrodel pitches five, so that means he is currently the pitcher of record. If the Colt 45s are able to keep that lead and go on to win. Billingsley last pitched a couple of nights ago. Went two innings, got knocked around a little bit, but everybody pretty much did until, except for Billy Plummer in that game. Billingsley went two innings, three hits, two runs, none of them earned. Did have a walk. That was in the game against the B-52s on Thursday night. That was three nights ago. But he's had some solid efforts. He had a nice two-inning no-hit, no-run effort to close out one of the wins over the Fresno A's. So he stands in, working from the stretch. David Miller facing Zach Billingsley, working from the stretch. Wears the Black Sox high, big high kick, fastball in the inside part of the plate. And that one is a ball, 1-0. So they have some changes. We'll get to those in a minute. Swung on, bounce left side, past the diving Brendan Roop into left field for a base hit. Was not hit all that hard, just had eyes. So Miller on first. Instead of writing in my scorebook hit, I almost wrote 6-3. It was a single. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Okay, so here are the changes. See if I can get these going. And we know Schroeder's out. But, Jordan Akins in the game in left field, giving Machuca the rest of the night off again. Jacob bothered by that glove hand injury, so really would be a defensive replacement as much as anything. So Akins will be in the game and will bat a Machuca's spot. Billingsley's pitch bounced right side. Tweet Fields goes to short for one. That's all he's going to get, but well played by both Tweet and Kadama. There was no chance to get anybody at first. It was too high a chopper to first base. So 3-6 gets Miller. Fielder's choice puts Christian Reynolds at first base, and Diego Castaneda comes to the plate. He was hit with a pitch, but he was caught off first on a soft liner to Tweet that he then tagged him. He was on first base and tagged him for the final out of inning number four. Right-handed batter takes a swing at a fastball. He was a click behind it, 0-1. So I mentioned Kyle Schroedel. Let's take a look at his final line. Well, they actually haven't changed it in the stats yet, so we'll get to that in a minute. There's a changeup. Nice pitch from Zach. That was a strike, 0-2. Now the lights are coming on at Tiger Field. Again, no breeze. It was off again, on again a little at the start of the game. Fastball inside. We mentioned it because obviously we had some high winds earlier in the week. Not much to speak of last night. And a little bit tonight, but nothing like the swirlers that were causing some problems for the outfielders in the early stages of that series with the Humboldt B-52s. Here's the 1-2 pitch to the right-handed hitting Diego Castaneda. Big breaking ball, and it just pops out of the glove. Rick Bassetti accidentally talking on the PA during the at-bat. The umpire looked at him. He didn't realize he didn't have it turned off. He's the boss, but he knows. Now it's a 2-2 count. That breaking ball didn't miss by much. It popped out of Horsley's glove, but I thought he was going to ring him up there. Castaneda waits. Billingsley looks to first. Reynolds not much of a lead. And the breaking ball again. He didn't fish for it. The count runs full now, 3-2. So Schroedel went five innings, gave up a pair of hits in the first and three hits in the third and two in the fifth, and that was it. Seven hits in his start. This pitch bounced towards short. Kadama Fields throws the first, and Tweet makes the stretch to complete the out. Number two in this inning. Runner moves up second. And Matt Corkery comes to the plate. Corkery was the guy that hit that soft liner to first. That started the double play in the fourth, and he bounced to short back in the second. So Schroedel gave up those seven hits, a couple of earned runs, walked one, hit a couple. and posted 5 strikeouts. So a solid start. Best start, I would say. Well, both he and his brother had solid starts this week. Now standing in. He doesn't get all the way back in the box. A little further to front. Matt Corkery at the plate. Off-speed foul. That one back 0-1. Little guy makes contact. Give him that. Nobody working in either bullpen right now. Each team on their second reliever, their first reliever, excuse me, second pitcher. So Zach Billingsley from the stretch, not too concerned with the man at second. Does he give him a look? Now he does. Big leg kick, swung on, lofted towards second, and snagged there by Connor McCoy for out number 3. So a little soft pop. Gets him out of it. No runs a hit. There were no errors. And a man left on base here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's up 6-2 on the Ringtails. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, we've got some changes for the Ringtails. We'll try to keep up with them as best we can. Their pitcher Dylan Lum still in the game. Dustin Jenkins now behind the plate. And he'll face the bottom third of the Colt 45's lineup, Connor McCoy, Nick Corsley, and Andy Bayena. Lum will face them. Also in the game, Noah Otero to third, replacing Christian Reynolds. Right-handed batting McCoy, swings the first pitch, lines it foul right side. And now we have another substitution, it looks like. Ethan Fleehardy is in at third base. Is that who it is? 57? Did I get that right or wrong? It says Noah Otero. They say it's Ethan Fleehardy. So we'll just try to keep up with the Joneses as best we can. This one popped up right side. One ball, two strikes to count. On the right-handed hitting, Connor McCoy. That one, nothing to swing at. 2-2. So, yes, they did change some numbers from the pregame when I spoke with the manager of the team. And, yes, Ethan Fleehardy is in at third base instead of the aforementioned Otero. And that's ball 4, so Connor McCoy on base. Colt 45's had somebody on base every inning except for the second. Now Nick Horsley to the plate. He's 0-for-1, struck out, walked. Big right-handed batter with nobody out. Looks like Lum has decided to ditch the sunglasses now that the lights are on. Although some people like to wear their sunglasses at night. I heard there was a song of that. He just changed the lenses now. So now he has his nighttime lenses, I think. So he obviously needs to wear glasses. No offense to that. He has the yellow shaded, which is what you would wear at night if you're biking or hiking or, in his case, pitching. That one was on the outside corner, called a strike. So out in front on the right-handed batter, Horsley, 0-2. Runner is going here. Check swing and the ball in the dirt. And he's in second safely, easily. Stolen base for Connor McCoy. Connor's second steal of the season. Man in scoring position with nobody out. Horsley up and Ban up next. Little smoky here. I think the barbecue grill kind of got some smoke going. Sure did smell good. Swung on, miss. Nope, popped up. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Out of play. Nick hangs in. Shortened the stroke a little bit on that one. Everybody back at it now. Out at second as McCoy has good speed. Horsley waits. Waves the bat. Now brings it back as Lum checks the runner at second and from the belt. Slide step delivery off speed and it missed just away. Not by much, 2-2. Two ball, two strike delivery, fastball. Tried to slip one past Nick, didn't do it. Fouled at bat. Bayena on deck. Both Horsley and Bayena due tonight in this at bat. Like to get something going. Join the parade. It's not been a parade, but it has been a steady night base runner wise. 2-2. Lum works slowly in this case. Now he steps off. It's a 6-2 Colt 45's lead. Obviously, Lum wants to keep it there, but you know he's not going to try to pick him off. McCoy takes actually what you would call a deep lead, enables him to kind of scooch in a little bit. Now, as the breaking ball pops out of the catcher's glove, it's a ball 3-2. We mentioned Dustin Jenkins behind the plate. He's already finished his college playing career, I believe. This one gets out of his glove, strike three, but he throws it down to first, complete the out. That enables the runner to move to third. Let's say it's on a pass ball, so strikeout 2-3. Pass ball allows McCoy to move over to third, and Andy Bayena comes to the plate. So a man at third, one out. Man at third, less than two outs. It is a cardinal of baseball that you bring that run in. Percentages are with you. There are all those ways you can do it. Ringtails are playing in, knowing they've got to keep things close. And now they're looking over into the dugout, getting some signals from their manager, Barrington. He flapped his hands like a bird. I am kidding. He was giving a signal that meant something. So they're playing kind of halfway in at short and in at the corners a little bit, but not completely in. Now it looks like they are coming in more. I'm not really sure that Corkery is aware. And Bayena can bunt. But he's swinging here. That's on the inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 the count. Justin Sabisma shot some words of encouragement to Bayena as he waits. The 1-0 pitch. Lum with a big kick there. Shows bunt. Everybody comes in. Pulls back. It was, well, now the count is 2-1. Get that right. There we go. Got a fever. Here comes the cowbell time. Man awaits. Rocks in that batter's box. Waggles the bat above his head. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch. Big kick. Lum swung on, hit sharply right at the shortstop, but he's going to go to first. Had no chance of getting McCoy, and he gets Baena by a half step over at first base. So Andy gets an RBI. And Tyler Thompson now to the plate with the bases empty and two outs. Tyler wants to wash away his first three at-bats. They weren't good, and he's had mostly good at-bats. We've talked about his steadiness. See what he does here. Takes first pitch, misses. Catcher having a hard time holding on to it back there, 1-0. Some action out in the bullpen for the Ringtails. And there you go, Tyler Thompson just reaches out and laces one into center field for a two-out single. That's more of the Thompson that we're accustomed to seeing. And Julian Kadaman out at the plate. Singled and scored in the first, the stolen base of home in there, the double steal. The third, he struck out but reached first on an error by the first baseman, stole second, scored. And in the fifth, walked, stole second, moved to third on a wild pitch, and ultimately scored. So with speed at first and two outs, Kadama takes the first pitch for a ball. That one gets away from the catcher. We'll get to some other position changes apparently. In just a moment. Two ball, no strike pitch. That one's away. 3-0. So a 3-0 delivery, that was a good looking fastball. Looks like Castaneda's in at third base. They've moved some guys around. Chavarria moves over to shortstop. And Mathy out to center field. Those are the changes, best we can tell. That's ball four. Now you have two on, speed around the bases. And Brendan Roop at the plate. He's 2-for-3. I'm going to try to focus on what's going on here, not worry about those defensive substitutions. Two on, that's speed. Brendan Roop, that's pop. Takes fastball inside, 1-0. Brendan chased one last time to strike out, but he did drive in a run back in the third. His 20th RBI of the summer. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. Tweet on deck. If he were to bat, that'd be good news for the Colt 45s. Roop at the plate. Well, it's the 1-1 delivery. Lum went high with a changeup. He tipped it, missed it. No action in the bullpen. Don't know how long. Obviously, they played yesterday and lost. They dropped a couple of games to the Chico Nuts. We've seen the Nuts. They're a good-looking club. So their pitching is stretched a little thin. Ball and two strikes to the count. En Roop. Lum delivers. Fastball swung on line right at the second baseman for out number three. All right, well, Roop hit it on nose. Can't get them all. Colt 45s get another run to take a 7-2 lead, and that is where we take it to the top of the seventh. Colt 45s on top of the Ringtails. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Colt 45's on top 7-2. Sunday night's pizza night here at the ballpark, so it gets a lot of excitement going. I'm trying to communicate with our scorekeeper because they're not. We don't have a press box per se. It can be a little frustrating to try to get some information to and from one another when the iPhone doesn't want to work. And you know they are just little machines. There we go. So leading off, Dominic Chavarria. Now he's going to bat right against the lefty. So he's a switch hitter. He batted, let's get this right. He batted right against the righty, then left against the righty. Now he's batting right against the lefty. And maybe if he comes up again against the lefty, he would bat left just to keep things off. Tries, shows a bunt here on the first pitch. It misses, bounces up there. Zach Billingsley working his second inning. In relief of Schrodel, pitched well through five. 7-2, Colt 45's up. Seven runs, six hits, no errors for Reading Colt 45s. Two runs, eight hits, three errors for the Reading Ringtails. Nice looking change outside, just missed away, 1-1. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Chavarria, who an infield hit in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. That one misses. 3-0. Both corner infielders are playing in, thinking bunt. 3-0. Thinking he's going to take, but now he swings away on a 3-0 pitch. I think Chavarria does things his way. Got some flair up there. Swings on a 3-0 count. Will look like ball four, in fact. Colt 45s will take that. 3-1 pitch now coming. Setting up inside is Horsley. Goes outside. Doesn't get the call. And it's ball four. Didn't miss by much, but again, we've talked about it. If your catcher is set up low and inside and you miss away near the black, the umpire's probably not going to see it as a strike. So a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Bullpen is quiet. And Zach now faces, he's got a couple of lefties, I think, coming up. Jordan Taylor leads off here. Good lead over at first. Chavarria leaning back to first. First pitch is fouled out of play, 0-1. And Taylor's 3-for-3. He's a triple short of the cycle. Zach Billingsley looks in for the sign from Horsley. He has it. Chavarria has a pretty good lead at first, but he keeps leaning back to first. Big breaking ball swung on and missed. Zach just gave him the lollipop there. He missed it. The lollipop meaning sucker. Jordan Taylor has gotten the better of him all night so far. He waits. 0-2, that was in the dirt. Runner going to try to take off. Horsley throws it to second, and Javaria runs back to first and dives in head first. He's trying to be pesky out there on the base pass, but it's not really resulted in much for Javaria, because he got picked off a third by Horsley on a fly ball to center, to right. Bayena came up throwing. Javaria thought about tagging, but was so far up the line when he turned around that Horsley was able to throw him out over third. 1-2 pitch. Big curveball. Hit high, but out of play, right side foul. Might have had the depth on it, but it doesn't matter. It's just a long foul ball. I once saw Dave Winfield hit three foul mammoth foul shots that would have been home runs and then hit it out of the park on the fourth pitch. So, well, hope that doesn't happen here. I don't want that to be foreshadowing. Swung on, hit deep to right. Bayena turning at the track. I'm so sorry I jinxed that one. It's out of here. Wow. Sometimes when you're seeing the ball, you're hitting the ball. And that's what Jordan Taylor has done tonight, his second home run of the night. Chavarria comes in to score. And Taylor just moseys along, takes his sweet time with the home run. So he's 4-for-4. Now, he could have just gone to third and then maybe just walked into the dugout. Then he would have had a cycle. And they would have called him out with a triple. That would have been something that would never happen, but still, I think that's what would have been ruled. So, just as I predicted, after the long foul ball, would have been a homer, he straightened it out. Bayena looked. He ran, but nah, no chance. That makes it a 7-4 game. And the left-handed hitting John Downey at the plate. Downey is 0-for-3. Big curve, Billingsley. So, all of a sudden, things getting a little interesting here. Zach is throwing strikes, though. He did walk the leadoff guy, but wasn't missing by much. Here we go on the 0-1 pitch. There's a fastball popped up left side. Fair territory. Aiken sees it, makes the catch out in left field. That's out number one. Brian Barrington now will bat. Barrington, switch hitter. Big bearded hitter, right-hand batter now. He's first at bat from the right side. He was 2-for-2 officially from the left side against Schrodel with a couple of singles and was hit by a pitch. First pitch to him from Billingsley. Fastball there. He'd been throwing a lot of curves on the first pitch, and he got Barrington sleeping. That might have been the one Brian wanted. He may not see another fastball. We'll see. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. Base is empty. Zach goes low with the changeup. Might have just been the cutter. 1-1. One down here in the top half of the seventh. Billingsley taking his time. Now he's ready. Bounces it inside. 2-1. Nick was setting up outside there, so Zach's not necessarily hitting the spot that he's looking for. Two runs on the board for the Ringtails here in the top of the seventh, but still a 7-4 Colt 45's lead. Brian Barrington waits. Billingsley taking his time. And there's a fastball. Bounce foul, third base up. Paul Bigelow now coaching over at third. That might mean that the GM, Dustin Jenkins, who we told you is now in behind the plate catching. Two-two pitch coming. Billingsley working pretty deliberately here. With the bases empty, breaking ball, fouled off his foot, but he's all right. Count still 2-2. kids still out here having some fun tonight. Hasn't even gotten dark yet. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Zach's pitch. Waiting. Now breathes out. Big kick. Curve swung on line right to Kadama for out number two. Now Chuck Matthew to the plate. I believe. Let's see. They've had some defensive changes. So, yeah, it's still Chuck Matthew. Matthew's one for two. Walk, single, flew to right. Somebody's going to break a losing streak tonight. Hoping it's the Colt 45s. They need it. Ringtails struggled to win one here for a week or two as well. Popped up. There's a much longer losing streak. Tanner Tweet under it in fair territory. First base side makes the catch for out number three. So Zach settles down after giving up Taylor's second homer of the day. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors. Nobody left on base. Hey, enjoy the seventh inning stretch. And we'll be back with more summer collegiate baseball on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Redding Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball on top 7-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brent Weber, glad you're with us tonight on the radio. To clarify what I said last inning, Dustin Jenkins had come in to catch, but the general manager of the club, Chad Johnson, I said was likely coming into the game, and he is indeed. Now coming in to pitch. Johnson did not pitch against the Colt 45s in either of the first two games that they met. He has a wears the ponytail when he's pitching. And again, as I said, he's the GM of the team. He's a right-hander. And he will face Tanner Tweet, Chris Brew, and Jacob Machuca. Colt 45s trailed 1-0 going into the bottom of the first, got three in the bottom of the first. Ringtails added one in the third. Colt 45s got two more in the third, added another one in the fifth inning, and another one in the sixth. The Ringtails got two in the top of this inning on a home run, and that's where we stand, 7-4. Brew waits on deck. He homered in this game. And the hole is Jacob Machuca's replacement, Jordan Akins. So Tweet, a 1-0 pitch. Now 2-0. Johnson misses with his first two. Colt 45s and the San Leandro Pilots coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Hope you can join us. If not, we hope you can tune in. That one hit Tanner Tweet, so he goes down to first on a hit-by-pitch. That's the second Colt 45's batter, third Colt 45's batter to hit with a pitch tonight. On the year now, they have 44 hit batters offensively. Their pitchers have not hit that many, but they've hit far too many as well. Chris Brew now stands in. Tweet has good speed over at first for a big guy. Chris homered a two-run shot in the first, 0-for-2 since then. So he's 1-for-3 on the night. His first look at Johnson. Akins on deck. Johnson kind of a squat from the stretch, runner going right away, and it gets away from the catcher, but he had it stolen. And that puts a man in scoring position for Chris Brew. Now, Chris started the year playing primarily first base, and some of the other players that joined the club put him in the alternating DH role. And he hurt his leg a little bit and was not running well. Carlson, before he left the club, was playing a lot of first. And then now Tanner Tweet has been stepping in, doing a nice job there. Swung on. This might be his second bomb of the night. It is gone. High up the net in left field, Chris Brew, his second home run of the night. That's four home runs for Chris Brew on the season, leads the club. And the Colt 45s are now up 10-4. 9-4, excuse me. Nice, sweet stroke for Brew. The two-run blast gives him four ribbies on the night. And it's when he's not swinging out of his shoes and he's compact like that, he has good, quick hands, he's hitting the ball a long way. Jordan Akins stands in there. First pitch looked like a breaking ball up around his noggin. He ducked out of it. A ball, no strikes. Jordan hitting 222. Started the year playing an awful lot of second and where needed. He's been primarily pitching since then. A couple of runs batted in on the year. That was low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Connor McCoy on deck. The Colt 45s have built, got those runs back that they lost in the top of this inning. Fans who came out tonight are all still here, I believe, most of them. And why not? It's still an early night. Heck, you could stay to the end of this one maybe and still take a walk somewhere. Might be a little too dark to go down to the Sundial Bridge, but that's a breaking ball over for a strike. Johnson just taking his time out there. Shakes off his catcher. Now winds. Big wind, big kick. Off speed, foul back. 2-2. now the catcher going to go out and have a chat with the pitcher, Johnson. Nick Schrodel. That was Kyle. Wow. Tonight's starting pitcher doing his job, bringing some fresh baseballs out to the home plate umpire. Well, that guy does everything, doesn't he? Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Akins. Breaking ball. Hit him. He let it hit him a little bit, but this spun around and got him in the shoulder blade. So, three batters all have reached. Two by hit by pitch. And Connor McCoy at the plate. Kid McCoy, Connor, 0-for-2 tonight. But he did walk, steal a base, scooted to third and scored eventually on a ground out. Drawn in infield, the grounder, they still weren't able to get McCoy, so they had to get the out at first. That pitch gets away. It's a ball, no strikes. So Johnson's struggling a little bit to find the zone. When he found it, Brew took it out of the yard. So all in all, it's Colt 45's inning. Akins not going, swung on high, bouncer left side, takes a big hop over the shortstop into left field. It'll be a hit. Tough luck. Chavarria had moved from center field over to shortstop, and he came in on it, was ready to play it nicely, and it just hit on the lip of the grass and then did a pogo stick over his head. Connor McCoy will take that hit any way he can get it, right? So Akins is at second. McCoy at first, and Nick Horsley at the plate. Got hit last night, or last game, looking to get back on the horse tonight. Misses first pitch, Johnson behind again in the count, 1-0. Nobody getting loose out in the bullpen. Steps off the rubber. Here's a 1-0 pitch coming. Johnson kind of goes low in his stretch, then delivers. Big swing for Horsley, way out in front on that one, 1-1. Nick does not yet have that confidence at the plate. It just hasn't come back yet. You got to know all that hard work's going to pay off. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Off speed, that's up and in, 2-1. Now, Paul Barrington's going to go out, manager of the club, this field manager. He's going to talk to Chad Johnson right now, the pitcher, who is his general manager. He's telling him, chill out, relax, throw strikes, man, you got this. If you don't have it, we're in trouble because you're our pitcher. We'll get that. Trying to get the balls and strikes on Johnson so far, but we don't quite have that up yet. But he hit Tweet, who then stole second. Brew then homered. Akins was hit with a pitch. Now McCoy, a funky single. So that was kind of bad hop single for the Ringtails to have to deal with. But good news for the Colt 45s. Two on and a 2-1 pitch. And Horsley lines it into right field through the whole base hit. Rounding third is Akins. He's going to score. Horsley running is going to go into second. The throw from right field actually hit him in the heel. Now a thrown ball hitting you does not make it a dead ball. A hit ball hitting you would make it a dead ball and an out. I don't even think Nick realizes that hit him. That's how tough that guy is. So I'm pretty sure they'll give him – well, he should get a double out of it because, quite frankly, the throw from right field wasn't anywhere near him. They're going to make a pitching change now, and so it's going to – have to be somebody that's already in the game since they didn't have anybody else loosening up. And we'll tell you who that is. A pitching change coming. Here in the bottom of the seventh with the Colt 45s, putting three more on the board. We'll tell you all about it when we return to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
So we have a new pitcher. He didn't have to move far because he was already out there. Didn't realize he was in. Tommy Sipes is in the game, I believe. Let's double check that because they have some statistics and number changes. So the left-hander Tommy Sipes comes into pitch. Replaces Johnson. Colt 45s have a man at second. That's Horsley. And at third is Connor McCoy. And there's still nobody out. Andy Bayana at the plate. So let's see what the big left-hander is going to bring. Sipes, one of the older ball players, but back in the days, he pitched at West Valley High School. Swung on, hit towards center field. They were playing Bayana to pull. Center fielder makes the catch, misses the cutoff man, but McCoy scores easily, and Tweet wasn't going anywhere. Horsley wasn't going anywhere at second. So sacrifice fly, RBI for Andy Bayana, his second ribby of the night. McCoy scores. It's four runs this inning, and the Colt 45's up 11-4. 11-4. Tyler Thompson out to plate. His last at-bat's the one he would like to remember. He singled to center. He's one for four. Showing bunt, thinking bunt for hit. I mean, why not? The third baseman is playing very deep over at third. Now he waits. Swings at that one, fouls it back. And I believe it's Diego Castaneda who came into the game over at third base. All right, we have an 0-2 count on Tyler Thompson. The lefty side armor swung on, lined into right field, base hit. He just left it up there, rounding third and scoring easily as Horsley. An RBI single. The Colt 45s now have an 11-4 lead. Now Julian Kadama to the plate. Sipes, the left-hander I mentioned, he wears glasses, a beard. Comes sidearm, three-quarter sidearm. Kadama has a good lead, should not be running. He's floating that off-speed up there. So he's trying to get you off stride, in and out, move it in and out. Doesn't throw hard, but throwing strikes. That one's over for a strike. Kadama now awaiting. Again the curve. This time he's running, and Thompson stands at second easily. They didn't even look at him over there at first. Now, for Tyler, that's his 11th stolen base of the year. Kadama now with a man in scoring position. Off-speed, swung on, hit sharply to center. Center fielder going back, still going back, reaches up, and makes the catch for out number two. So he gave it a ride, but well played out in center field. Thompson can't go anywhere. He was not tagging. And Brendan Roop now comes to the plate. He's the ninth batter of this inning. Colt 45 is batting around. Right-handed batter standing in there. Hit the ball in the nose his last time up. It was a liner to the second baseman, but he is 2-for-4 tonight. Takes first pitch for a strike, 0-1. So breathing room for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the seventh. Up 12-4 now with a 5-run inning. Sidearm off speed to Root. Misses outside. 1-1. It's going to be slow, slower, and slowest. Sometimes that's, you know, an effective approach. That one a little bit harder inside. Misses. 2-1. He left one up, though, a moment ago. And let's see what comes next. Checks the runner at second. Thompson wouldn't be going anywhere in this situation. 2-1. Swung on line towards right center field, and that's in for extra bases. Roop rounds first, heads to second. Shortstop, the center fielder, has a hard time getting the handle on it for a moment, but Roop will elect to stay at second base with the RBI double. So Thompson scores the 13th run of this game for the Colt 45s. And the 10th batter of this inning is Tanner Tweet. He was hit with a pitch, scored a run in the seventh, which was this inning, if you're just playing along. He did steal a base as well. Has one hit tonight. Made it all the way to second on a throwing error by the shortstop back in the fifth. So he's officially 1-for-2 with a walk and a hit batter. The 0-1 pitch coming. Big slow one. That was had some loft on it. 1-1. Checks the runner at second. Kick and delivery. A little faster. Missed it. Fouled it back, actually. Count now 1-2. And Sipes just decides to kind of walk around a little bit behind the mound. Not exactly his Mark the Mad Bird, the Bird Fidrich out there, but just wants to think of maybe he's got another pitch he hasn't used yet. Let's see. Here it comes. From the veteran left-hander, that's a swung on, hit high to center, but will it carry far enough? It's still carrying, and they collide out in right center field. It just kept going and going, and slugging all the way around to the third with a stand-up triple will be Tanner Tweet. I thought for a moment, based on the center fielder, that it was going to be caught, but I don't know if he actually had a beat on it. So Tanner Tweet with a big triple. I mean, it just kept going. Coming around to score is Roop. And Chris Brew now, the 11th batter of this inning. Yeah, some of the fans hitting the road because to them the 10-run rule means it's time to head home. There is no 10-run rule in summer collegiate play, but after the last couple of days, Colt 45s will certainly not give any of these runs back. 14-4 the score. Brew thinks about it. He's wanting to swing. He has two homers already tonight. He didn't get those by swinging out of his shoes, though. They were nice, compact strokes, and they were no doubt home runs. He takes that one on the outside part, and that's the closest thing to just a fastball that we've seen from the left-hander. Sipes, because he's a sidearmer and throws balloons and lollipops and tries to make you swing out of your shoes. There's one up and away, but Brew didn't bite. Those, and I'm not trying to disparage him. I'm saying that's just his style. He doesn't throw hard like he probably did back in the West Valley days. But he knows how to throw it over. And that time, though, he looks like he's pooping out a little bit here. Chris Brew takes another one, and he's walks to first. Brew was, boy, he wanted to swing, I got to tell you, because you know, he homered earlier in this inning. And you don't get a chance very often to do that twice in one inning. But he didn't, so he's on first. At third is Tweet, who tripled, and Akins, who was hit with a pitch and eventually scored a short time ago in the seventh, takes first pitch over for a strike. Brew has the lead at first, should not be going, up 10 runs. That's a pretty good-looking fastball over for strike two. McCoy would hit next. Akins, the 12th batter of this inning. Off speed, swung on, lined into left field, base hit. They were playing him very, very deep. And another run scores, the eighth run of this inning. And the Colt 45s are now up 15-4. Good piece of hitting there by Jordan Akins. Tweet scored easily, obviously, and at second base is Brew. Akins at first. Connor McCoy singled and scored in the earlier this inning. Now, he could try to get two hits in an inning. That's always a rarity. Swung on, hit sharply towards the left side of the hole. Going to his right, now going to third for the force, and it pops off the third baseman's glove. Castaneda couldn't handle the running throw from Chavarria, which was the right play, but Castaneda should have just stretched it like a first baseman, and it flew out of his glove. I believe they ruled that a hit. There's no way they would have gotten that runner at first. And so perhaps that's what they're thinking. So the bases are now loaded for Nick Horsley, who doubled his last time up. He's 1-for-3. Side armor, outside, ball one. Let's see, they did give McCoy a single on that one. Swung on, hit sharply to third, and between the wickets of the third baseman, Castaneda, two more runs are going to score. It was hard hit, but right between his legs. Brew and Akin score. McCoy at second. Horsley at first. And Andy Bayena to the plate. His sack fly greeted this pitcher when he came in relief. They may have just done a defensive switch. They have that. Castaneda has gone back over to second, more comfortable position for him. And Chuck Matthews over at third. Bayena swings to the first pitch, and it's into right center field for a base hit. One run will score, and chugging over to third is Horsley. So the Colt 45s now are up 18-4. It's an 11-run seventh for the Colt 45s. Horsley at third, Bayen at first with the RBI. And the manager is going to come out, and he's checking to see who he's got to pitch, and he's going to go to his first baseman, John Downey. I believe it's Downey that he's and it is. Downey's going to go over and trade his first baseman's mitt for his regular glove, and so Downey's going to come in and try to finish the job. But it has been a long inning, and the Colt 45s haven't had one of these in a while, so they've had it done to them. A couple of nights ago, they were batted around twice in one inning, and that hasn't happened here, but the possibility exists. 15th a batter to come in. We're going to tell you about the new pitcher. I had it all wrong. We'll tell you who comes in. This pitching change comes in the midst of a huge bottom half of inning number 7. We'll be back to tell you all about it when we return on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, the Colt 45s will get a look at Dominic Chavarria out of Butte College, and he's headed to the Academy of the Arts. I believe it's in the Bay Area. A little right-hander with the long hair. He does indeed have quite the frock. Dark hair. He's played a little bit everywhere tonight. Played some shortstop, played some center field, played some third base, I think. Yeah, he's going to pitch to try to get out of this thing. And he faces Tyler Thompson. He's a right-hander. Chavarria is. Thompson, a left-handed batter. And he fouls back the first pitch he sees. Singled. Drove in a run. His first time up this inning. 2 for 5 on the night. Colt 45s have been on the other end of this thing. This type of big inning this past week, and you don't ever want to have it happen again to you. But when you get the chance to do it, you know, you just have to take your licks and keep trying to make the most of it. This shot lined back up the middle may have been grazed by the pitcher. Either way, the second baseman is able to shovel it over to short and get this inning over with. So the Colt 45s are glad to keep going as long as they could. But the key is they played 11 runs. On 1-2, I'm going to do the math here. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8 hits in this inning. And they now have a very comfortable 18-4 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, Zach Billingsley going to try to finish the job here. 18-4, the Colt 45's lead going to the top of the eighth. 18 runs, 15 hits, no errors, 4-9-4 for the Ringtails. It's been the Colt 45's game pretty much from the get-go. They gave up one in the first, but got three in the bottom half and have not trailed since then. The 11-run seventh inning gave him about as much breathing room as you need. Now, Zach Billingsley had to sit for a while, so hopefully he can come in, throw strikes, which is his job now, against the Ringtails. Dustin Jenkins leading things off here in the eighth, left-handed batter, lanky left-handed batter. slightly open stance. Waits for the first pitch from the left-handed pitcher. Fastball bounced right side to Tweet. Takes it. Billingsley covers. Gets out number one. Now let's see who this is. Looks like we might be looking at Flea Hardy. Yes, indeed. So it's Ethan Flea Hardy. Left-handed batter. Kind of has a crouch in his stance. Takes first pitch over. Fastball for a strike, 0-1. Castaneda on deck. Castaneda has played some short, second tonight, third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, high bouncer. Kodama takes it on the big hop, throws it on to first, and gets a pretty speedy base runner for out number two. Kodama had to wait for it, and he was able to play it on the big hop and get a quick release. Diego Castaneda now to the plate. Castaneda 0 for 2. Popped up in the second, hit with a pitch, and then caught off first on a double play, and grounded to short in the sixth, right-handed bat. He struggled over there at third, so they moved him back over to second. You know, you're playing out of position sometimes when your pitching staff runs thin in summer college ball. This first pitch swung on, fouled back. So Billingsley pitching his third inning of relief to this point. Schroeder went five, gave up seven hits, two runs, two earned, a walk, five strikeouts. Billingsley has gone 2 1/3, couple of hits, couple of runs, a walk. Each of them gave up a home run. The same guy, in fact, fouled back out of play. Jordan Taylor's hit a couple of bombs. So has Chris Brew for the Colt 45s. Here comes an 0-2 pitch. Billingsley shakes off the catcher a couple of times. Now he is set to deliver. Off speed, popped right side. Foul territory, giving chase his Tweet. He won't get to it. 0-2. So Billingsley, the 5 foot, 5 foot, 8 inch, 170 pound left hander out of PV High School down in Chico, pitching for Shasta College now. Zach back on the rubber. We're ready to get back at it. Colt 45 is two outs now. You're in the top of the eighth. Trying to move it along. Comes the 0-2 pitch off speed away. 1-2. Thought he might get him to swing at that, but didn't. Zach has thrown strikes, and boy, that's what you want in these scenarios. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That one misses away. Come on, Zach. Don't make me look bad. Of his first 36 pitches, 25 of them were strikes. This is one where you just want to keep it moving. You don't want your team to fall asleep out there with this huge lead. 2-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three. So three up, three down. That's six in a row put down since the home run by Zach Billingsley. And we'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45s and on cruise control right now, leading 18-4. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
So the Colt 45s with a pretty comfortable lead, their biggest inning of the year, and up 18-4. And the leadoff hitter here, Julian Kadama, start things off in the eighth inning. Colt 45s almost batted around twice in that seventh as they scored 11 times. The guy who finally finished it was Echevarria, started the game in center. Another defensive change, Downey's over at third. Corkery is at shortstop, and I imagine he's been called Corky a time or two in his life. Over at second base is Castaneda. And the previous pitcher, Tommy Sipes, over at first. So Kodama takes a couple of pitches from the right-hander, Chapadilla. And they were balls, so 2-0 delivery coming to the left-handed batter. Fastball swung on, foul, back out of play. Maybe a few folks listening to the end of the game on the radio driving home, because I think a lot of folks are just kind of like, they think this one's in the bag. And they're getting an early start on their Sunday night television binge watching. Fastball missed inside, 3-1. Roop and Tweet are due up next. And if you're wondering why there aren't, the Colt 45s are not deep right now. They have a couple of injuries. We've got a couple of players that are coming in, a couple of players that are out of town that are coming back. So they really don't have a whole lot to offer off the bench. And, you know, Peyton Edwards isn't going to hit today with that. He's resting that knee. So that's why the regulars are getting all these at-bats. 3-2, that one off the catcher's glove. Ball 4. Kadama just drops the bat and heads out to first base. My scorecard is a complete mess. And Brandon Root comes to the plate. So Brandon hit the ball hard and hit it soft and gotten a lot of results tonight. He is 3-for-5. The biggest one was an RBI double in the seventh. Just kind of kept it going. He stands in now. Kadama's not going anywhere at first. Not much of a lead. That would be rubbing it in, no doubt. The first pitch is a ball, 1-0. Rip waits. It got quiet. It's fans and family out here. Friends and family playing out here right now because most of the fans are heading home. Roop took a big swing at that one. His shoulder's kind of been bothering him, and I haven't talked to him about that, but he kind of winced on that one as well. And you know, when you swing hard, don't make contact. Sometimes I shouldn't be laughing. You know, it can wear on you. Something about making contact, though, right, makes it feel a lot better. It just made him uncomfortable. He played a lot of innings this year. Played a lot of innings in college. And he has certainly taken a lot of hacks for these Colt 45s this summer. Breaking ball missed inside, now 2-1. Regardless of the big lead, you're not going to go up there and give away at-bats. Just can't do that. You don't want anything to get you out of the groove that you've now earned tonight. If you had a good night hitting, you want to make sure you get good at-bats somewhere. Nobody feels sorry for you when you're on the losing end of one of these. That one missed low and away, 3-1. But the Ringtails pitching staff is just, they're at the end of the line on that. after, like the Colt 45s, playing several games in a row. Swung on, big swing, foul back out of play. Count goes to 3-2. I mean, Roop's not going to get cheated up there, I can tell you that. Never does. And his average is definitely back over 300 after going 3-for-5 to this point. And if you don't believe me, I'll just do the math for you. How about that? His average is now up to 318 by going 3-for-5 tonight. Fastball low and away, ball 4. So two batters, two walks to start things off here in the bottom of the 8th. Tanner Tweet now to the plate. Tweet getting some at-bats. I mean, he had a shot out there that just kept carrying. If there were anyone at all, it would have been a home run. He wound up getting a triple out of it. So two hits for him tonight. Swung on. Laces this one towards center field. The center fielder going back, though, and is able to make the catch for out number one. Hit that one on the nose, but well played. Chris Brew now to the plate. Chris has had mostly good at-bats tonight. He had a struck out in the third, but has a homer in the first, a fly out to left in the seventh, a homer in the seventh. Both those were two-run jobs. And he walked and scored in the seventh as they batted around. Here in the eighth, Colt 45's two on, one out. Chavarria delivers a fastball, but it's low and away. It's a tough task to come in for Chavarria. He was on the bases, pretty active out there, as I mentioned, playing center field. He's young, though. Let's give him that. It's not like he's 48 and he's, you know, got to go milk the cows in the morning. But he's here to play baseball. But still, big curve by him. Seen that one from him. That was a good-looking pitch over for a called strike. I mean, not like I'm rooting for the other guys, but you certainly don't want to see them struggling. Brew now waits. They're setting up. Where are they setting up on him? Let's see. Outside now. Swung on, hit sharply to third, into left field for a hit. Chris is going to take a turn at first base, head to second. One run will score. The Colt 45 is not trying to pour it on, just trying to go station to station, but an RBI double for Chris Brew. Kadama scores. So, and Roop holds up at third. Normal situation, Roop would have scored easily. And now Akins comes to the plate. Akins singled in a run his last time up. He batted twice last inning. So it is now 19-4 for those who are keeping score. Bless you. Because your scorecard is a mess in a good way. Swung on, foul back. Good way if you're a Colt 45s fan. I know we probably have some Ringtails fans listening. And you've been on both sides of this one. But they're still out there hacking. And everybody's still out there playing hard. 0-2, the pitch. Akins takes a big roundhouse curveball. I think he thought that was strike three. The way he turned out of the box, I think he realizes he might be lucky. If it were close, it would have been called. But still, here comes a 1-2. Another curve. Ouch. Hit him. He tried to dance around it, not get hit, but it got him anyway. So the bases are loaded for Connor McCoy. So McCoy, the kid who'll be an incoming freshman at Shasta College, where he'll be able to step in the shoes of Peyton Edwards, who McCoy probably slide right into some of his similar role. Edwards, of course, just finished his career, waiting to decide on his four-year school. But first pitch to McCoy, wearing out his catcher back there. It's a ball, 1-0. Chavarria wearing out his catcher. So McCoy has forgotten all about the second and fourth innings when he struck out. That's the good news here for him, because since then he's walked and he's singled. scored twice, and Singleton scored twice in this seventh inning. And it's in the eighth, he has a 2-0 count coming from Chavarria. He's now working from the wind, fastball over for a strike on the outside corner. Zone growing somewhat liberally for the home plate umpire. Bases are loaded. No big leads anywhere. Swung on. Plate bouncer, but it goes foul. 2-2. Connor McCoy batting with still just one out here in the eighth. He's going to step out. Chavarria steps off. We do not have our crowd mic tonight, but we've worked through some technical difficulties. That one's low and inside, 3-2. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. But even if we did have the crowd mic working tonight, I'll tell you right now, the crowd's pretty quiet. I mean, I think they're just worn out. And the ones that are left are worn out in a good way. 19-4, the score. Swung on, hit sharply towards short. To his right, Fleahardy going to go over to second, and he calls out Akins at second base, and I have no idea, but I guess that was a mercy out because he was popping up from the slide when the ball got there. But anyway, it'll be a 6-4, the second out of the inning, safe at first on the fielder's choice. So the run does score, I believe. Did it not? Yeah. Roop had to score. Roop scored on that one. So Bruce over at third. At first on the fielder's choice, McCoy. And Nick Horsley at the plate takes fastball over for a strike. So Nick is 1-for-4 tonight. Double scored a run in the seventh. Yeah, the 0-1 delivery. Chavarria working from the stretch now. Oh, fastball was up. Nick took a swing at it. It was a foot out of the strike zone. Just trying to get his little pieces to the pie here. Now he's got to kind of write his thinking. Gets back in there. 0-2 count coming in. Nick Horsley. Men on the corners. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the kick and the fastball. That one got by him. Swung on, missed strike three. The Colt 45s do add a couple more runs here in the eighth inning. They had just one hit in producing them. We'll go to the top of the ninth as they try to finish the job, leading 20-4 over the Ringtails. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Colt 45's got a little payback on the baseball gods tonight. The 20-4 lead, been a tough night for the Ringtails. They kind of ran out of pitchers. The Colt 45's took advantage, and they will take this 24 lead to the top of the ninth with Zach Billingsley trying to just shut the door, finish the job. And they've needed it. It was a rough three games. That three-game losing streak is going to end. And the Ringtails slide is going to stretch to 7 games. So leading off, Paul Bigelow, a senior at Simpson University. right-handed batter. And Billingsley to Horsley, fastball over for a strike. At this point, you just don't want to get too fine. Just throw strikes. Triple-A ball, Sacramento won. Tonight, 4-3, Rivercats beat the Aviators in Las Vegas. 0-1 pitch. That one's over for a strike, 0-2. And the scoreboard is complete in the majors. The Angels did hold on to beat the Cardinals by a 6-4 tally. Cardinals got four in the bottom of the ninth, made it interesting. That's a fastball, strike three. So Bigelow goes down on strikes. And Dom Chavarria comes to the plate. Chavarria is officially 1-for-3. Had an infield hit in the fifth. Struck out a couple times, walked once. But he's done a little bit of everything for them. We did not see him in either of the first two games. He had not joined the club yet. But he's been valuable to them tonight, playing at least four positions. I may have lost count of any other. His first pitch to him, he swings and hits a bouncer to short. Kadama doesn't mess around, backhands and makes a strong throw to first. Not going to let him get him that time. Because earlier in the game, there was an at-bat where Kadama may have taken one beat too long, and the speed got him beat at first. So Chavarria has good speed, and he goes down. 6-3. Jordan Taylor. Taylor, perfect tonight at the plate. Single, homer, double, homer. He kind of does this nonchalant thing. He kind of stands in there and then takes his hacks late. Swings, quick swing, pops it this time to Andy Bayena. Stays in play for out number three. So Jordan Akins puts down the last nine men he faces after giving up a two-run homer to that same man, Taylor. And the Colt 45s get a 20-4 win. We'll be back to recap this victory in just a moment. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR, AM 1460.
Colt 45 snap a three-game slide tonight in the biggest way by a 20-4 final. It wasn't that comfortable until the seventh when they batted around and nearly batted around twice. They scored 11 runs and nine hits in that inning. Is that right? Did I write that down right? There were a lot of them. There was one error in that inning that certainly hurt the Ringtails, but Colt 45s just on their money tonight, particularly a couple of guys. Well, everybody, a lot of guys had multiple hits. Thompson had two hits and an RBI. Julian Kadama was all over the base paths. He walked three times, but also singled, and he scored four times. Brendan Roop had three hits and a walk, a couple of ribbies, including a double. Tanner Tweed, a walk infield hit, hit by pitch, a triple. And even when he was getting out in a loud way, had a line out. Chris Brew, two homers, a walk and a run scoring double, five RBI on the night. Excuse me, Jacob Machuca, not a big night. He's still struggling with that sore hand, was hit with a pitch. Jordan Akins came in for him late and singled in a run, also was hit by a pitch. Connor McCoy, a couple of hits again tonight. Both of them in the same inning. How about that, Connor? He was 2 for 5 on the night. Nick Horsley had a nice double, scored a run, and also walked. And Andy Bayena, sacrifice fly and a run scoring single. Total of 3 RBI on the night. 20 runs, 16 hits, no errors. And 8 men left on base for the Colt 45. 4 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for the Ringtails, 6 left on base. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I know I said it to my dad today. And I mean this as a positive. I believe this is the first game this season where the Colt 45s have not been charged with an error in the game. And that's something you can build on because, you know, I mean, it sounds like a little step, but they've got a lot of guys that have played out of position, and now they're starting to settle into where they are. So that's good for them. The starting pitcher and the winning pitcher tonight, Kyle Schroeder, went 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 2 earns a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Billingsley should get a save because he pitched those last 4 innings and finished the job. 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs. They came on a home run, but he walked one guy and 2 strikeouts. And, in fact, he put down the last 9 men he faced. That is what you want your relief pitcher to do when the game is in pretty good shape there. So give them credit. For the Ringtails, a tough night, again, as I mentioned, for their starting pitching. Sanderson gave up the first 5 runs, so he winds up getting tagged with a loss. And Brew certainly did some damage on him. Lum, Johnson, Sipes, and Chevity all pitched in relief for them as well. Colt 45s will be at it on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a road trip on the weekend. Tuesday, Wednesday, they'll be entertaining the San Leandro. And, you know, I've got to get I should know how to pronounce it. It might be San Leandro Pilots. But I'm giving it the California pronunciation, San Leandro. The San Leandro Pilots will be coming to town, and we'll have those broadcast for you Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Pre-game starts at 7 both nights. First pitch around 7:15. Great chance to catch the Colt 45s before they head on the road this weekend for their West Coast, one of their 2 West Coast trips. When I say West Coast, you know what I mean. I mean over there where it'll be, oh, nice and 60 degrees when they play the humble B-52 Bombers who they just met this past weekend, trying to get a little bit of payback from those guys who swept them here. Well, I want to thank you for joining us tonight at the ballpark. You can't win them all, but you can sure try. And tonight they look like world beaters in the end. 24 is your final. Colt 45 is back at 500 on the campaign. For my producer, Jared King, I thank you all for joining us and listening in, and hope you'll join us again on Tuesday night. Final of 20-4, Colt 45s hang a W. I'm Brent Weber. So long, everybody.
Dollars off the 90-day supply. My experience, my direct experience with this has been that you stay on the program for about 4 months. I started I've been talking about Calvin the last couple of years, and in April when I finished my winter outside of New England in California, I've always put on 10 or 12 pounds, and I get that little roll, and I don't like it. So I started at 184 in April, and now, how many months later, down to 172. And that's ta-da, kind of the deal. It's a smart way to lose the weight. It really is. So go to toploss.com. Do what I have done and what I suggest you do. Get the product by checking the box for DJV. $10 off each bottle, $30 off 90-day supply, and you get free shipping. That's toploss.com, the safe, effective way to lose the weight and keep it off. Talk Radio Countdown Show with a formal list of the subject matter this week and the focus on the countdown. The NXIVM trial, all of the focus on YouTube and children, those two tied at number 10. the Juneteenth reparation discussion. So that's number 9. What's going on in the Dominican Republic? Good God. What a horror show. Number 8. And speaking of horror shows, what Boeing is doing about the 737, more investigation, more testimony, and they continue to look bad as to how they've handled, how they built the plane and how they're handling the problems with it. The Khashoggi report at the UN, number 6, immigration reform and all its various statuses. Number 4, the China trade talks. Number 3, the tension with Iran. Number 2, the Hicks testimony before the House. And number 1, the presidential race.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here's a people list from Talkers Magazine, put together by the folks that listen to all the stations and the hosts around the country to come up with these lists. At number 10 on the people list, according to Talkers, is Keith Raniere. Number 9, David Ortiz. Number 8, Chesley Sullenberger, known as Sully, the captain of the plane that landed in the Hudson. Jamal Khashoggi, number 7, the relationship between the Prime Minister of China and Kim Jong Fatty in North Korea, number 6, those two. Ho Picks is 5. Nancy Pelosi in the 4th position. Various people running for the presidential slot tied for the 3rd spot. Number 2 is Joe Biden. Almost seems like he's being considered as the front runner. Can he beat Donald Trump? Well, both of them getting a lot of press coverage, so it'll be interesting to see where that all shakes out. That's the People List from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Moving on, or moving back to the number 4 story on the countdown as we review what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen introducing you to Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of the Epoch Times. She's here to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong, its relationship to China. Part of the tension is, I guess, in an observational form, looking at what they're doing in Hong Kong and understanding the relationship between Hong Kong and China. It can be complex. So, Dana, thank you for being here. Let's talk about the Chinese premier and why he wants to have Hong Kong, the situation in Hong Kong, rectify. Is it bad for him politically if there is unrest in Hong Kong? The Chinese, after all, say they're in charge, and the people in Hong Kong says no, or you may think you're in charge, but you really aren't. So what is the story?
Well, Hong Kong executive is trying to push a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Now, Hong Kong people do not trust the law system in China because there are a lot of political prisoners, religious prisoners, and if the government doesn't like someone, he can pick the person from the street and put him on TV and confess. So, and also Hong Kong is part of China, but China has promised one country, two system. That's an agreement between UK and China when UK hand over to China Hong Kong. Actually, that agreement prevented international business and international investment from leaving Hong Kong, that had kept Hong Kong as a free port. Hong Kong actually get a lot of benefit from U.S. and Europe because it's considered a free place.
Well, isn't there one of the issues here is that the British rule or their way of rule has been, because it was a British protectorate, Hong Kong has been much freer than the rest of China, and they don't like the fact that China's trying to clamp down on them, especially given the fact that they have so much the British blood, if you will, in Hong Kong. Isn't that part of it, the different styles of government and judicial conduct?
Right. 12 years before the handover, there was a China-British joint declaration that guaranteed that Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy, except in foreign and defense affairs. Now, over 20 years, their freedom has been eroded, and China, Beijing, is emphasizing one country and not the two systems. Mm-hmm. They are starting to make it like a one system. So last Sunday, there were 2 million people took to the street to protest. 2 million, that's 2 million out of 7 million of all Hong Kong population.
Dana, didn't Hong Kong see this coming when Britain gave up control? I mean, was this expected? Did they think it would take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And just remind us again why the Brits gave up control, knowing that this would likely be the outcome.
Well, UK had 99-year lease. So 99 year is up, and they have no choice but to hand over. But the thing is, at that time, the joint declaration is an international agreement. U.S. also has an international agreement with Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is not just another city of China. It's an international city, and it enjoys a lot of benefit. It's relatively independent, but little by little, their freedom have been taken away. And people see it's coming. So that's why in Hong Kong, 300,000 people hold passport of Canada. So they are ready to leave. Mm-hmm. If this freedom is gradually taken away, money will leave Hong Kong, rich people will leave Hong Kong, Hong Kong will be like another city. You won't be able to enjoy the international privilege. In fact, last week, the Congress introduced a bill and required Secretary of State certified that each year need a certification to guarantee that Hong Kong still enjoy this autonomy. Otherwise, it's privilege can be taken away.
Wow. 300,000 people, Doug, with Canadian passports that can leave and take the money. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you think the Chinese would be a little more uptight about that. Victoria, what's your spin on this?
I guess my spin on this is, do you think, Dana, that President Xi, who has suffered a defeat in the last week over this, with Hong Kong really winning in these protests, is going to lick his wounds and allow Hong Kong to have this win, or is he going to come back with something else to try to crack down again on Hong Kong?
Well, to Beijing, its control is more important than the freedom of Hong Kong, unfortunately.
Hmm. Pretty dicey, though. And then we get down to, we got about 30 seconds here, Dana. The relationship of Hong Kong to America, that's what Americans want to know. Are we going to still, there a lot of money exchanges hands, obviously, because it is an economic center. What's our relationship with Hong Kong likely to be in the future?
Well, if Beijing continue to take away the freedom, and the U.S. will annually review its status, and its status might be taken away, then money and rich people will leave.
The Epoch Times senior editor Dana Cheng with us here on the weekly countdown review with Victoria, Rich, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the continuation of our overview of what's going on in the world here. Victoria Keelan joins us for a review of the top five technology stories this week, including at number five, we go from five to one, the music videos that are being remastered. This captured my attention, actually, this week, Victoria.
Yeah, this is really cool. Universal Music Group and YouTube have teamed up to remaster iconic music videos from standard def to HD. The partnership will result in more than 100 music videos from artists like Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, Lionel Richie, you name it. It's every major star. They all get a significant upgrade in the visual quality of their videos. And so the two companies are working to bring that number up to 1,000 videos by the end of 2020. And the HD videos will replace the original versions on YouTube and on YouTube Music, and so, but they'll have the same URLs and view counts and likes and everything, so if you go to search for any of them, you won't have to worry about which version you're looking at. It will be the new HD version, and you'll know if it's an HD version because there'll be a hashtag remastered label and remastered in HD in the description. And so a lot of these videos were shot way before HD even existed, so it's kind of cool to be able to not see a blurry version of Tom Petty's Free Fallin' or Boyz II Men Beethoven's End of the Road, which was actually released in 1991. So it's kind of cool if you're a music fan and a fan of music videos, which a lot of people still, you know, you can't find music videos on MTV anymore, so the place to find them is on YouTube, and so this is kind of cool.
Yep. Number four in our countdown of the top technology stories is another the performance of the catfishers, in a manner of speaking, yeah?
Yeah, a new report called When Love Bites identified the states where you are most likely to fall prey to catfishing. Catfishing, are what it is, it's essentially, it's a digital fake, and they pose as love interests on dating sites, and then they create a fake online profile and with an attractive picture, and a lot of people get hooked in, and essentially all they do is scam you for money. Alaska turns out to be the state where you are most likely to be catfished, according to the report. Now, this is also based on data from the 2018 FBI Internet Crime Report. Rounding up the top five, Nevada, Wisconsin, New Mexico, and Colorado are also the states where you are most likely to be catfished. And it kind of makes sense because all of those states have very rural areas. And so most of the time, the catfish scams are like long-distance, fake long-distance relationships. But the Better Business Bureau is involved in this along with the Federal Trade Commission. And they say that as much as $1 billion over a three-year period are essentially what cost it. That's the amount that it costs these victims of catfishing. So it's no joke, and just you have to once again just be super careful of what you're doing online and who you're interacting with.
Number three is a focus on new delivery systems.
Yeah, so Walmart and Target both made the news this week, and they've both introduced different delivery services. Walmart introduced an unlimited grocery delivery service called Delivery Unlimited, not that creative of a title. However, it's $98 a year, and Walmart will they're expanding all their groceries. And to use it, customers just place their order on Walmart's site or the app and select a delivery window when they want their order delivered. And so this is all these companies are just trying to take on Amazon Prime. And Amazon Prime's membership is $119 a year. And so these other services like Walmart's coming in at $98 a year, and Target comes in at $99 a year. They announced that customers can now select same-day delivery for orders placed directly through their website, which is pretty cool. And so if you order more than $35 worth of merchandise, then you only pay a flat delivery fee of $9.99. But if you're already a member of the shopping app called Shipt, which Target owns, then that delivery fee is waived.
Ah. All right. Number two, the Best Buy stores. I thought this was also a very interesting story of how this is a smart move for Apple, I think, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And so what you're referring to is the smart move is Best Buy stores can now repair all of your Apple devices. So if you do not have an Apple store near you and you've had to maybe mail in your products to get repaired, this is great news because there are Best Buy stores everywhere. They have 7,600 newly Apple-certified technicians that are ready to do same-day iPhone repairs, which is also super cool. You don't have to book this in advance. If you show up to a Best Buy store, they say by 6 p.m., then you will likely walk out of the store with your phone ready to go. So it's very good news for all Apple and Mac users.
Top story of the week, Facebook in the focus.
Oh, yeah. The big story of the week, Facebook launched its will be launching its cryptocurrency. It's called Libra, and they've got lots of heavy hitter partners, MasterCard, Visa, eBay, PayPal, Uber, Lyft, you name it. So we'll see where it goes.
Angabanga. That's the report, the top technology stories of the week. In summation, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Standing with Bolton in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's pleased the sanctions will continue against Iran and that the U.S. will keep up the pressure.
The one thing that has changed for those of us who live in the Middle East is not that Iran is attacking its neighbors or brazenly perpetrating wanton aggression. What's new is that now, thanks to crippling American sanctions, Iran is facing unprecedented economic pressure as a result of its aggression.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia. He'll then head to the United Arab Emirates this week, both for talks on Iran. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular grade gas dropped to $2.73 a gallon around the country, but prices depending upon where you live.
In this panel of cities, Baton Rouge is the low at $2.17. The high is San Francisco at $3.78.
Lundberg says the $2.73 average is 22 cents lower than what it was a year ago. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg addressing residents at a town hall meeting today following a police shooting last week says he knows the issue runs deep.
We're not only here because of what happened Sunday, even though that is obviously what has brought us to this point. There is a lot beneath the surface when it comes to trust and legitimacy around policing and race in our city.
A white cop shot a 54-year-old black man last week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
The NFL's competition committee has finalized its new rule for reviewing pass interference.
The owners opted against several suggested tweaks that upheld the wording owners originally approved in March. As a result, coaches would be able to challenge pass interference calls or no calls up until the two-minute warning of either half. In the final 2 minutes of each half and in overtime, on-site replay officials would be responsible for stopping the game to review pass interference. Patrick Frost reporting.
Jez Reavy won the Travelers Championship for his second PGA Tour victory in his career and the first victory, first championship, that is, in 11 years. He closed with a 1-under-69 for a four-stroke win over Keegan Bradley and Zach Sucher. The Highlands, finished at 17-under-263 at the TPC River Highlands a week after tying for third place in the U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Summer's here and water safety becomes a concern for almost everybody. Dr. Charles Schneiderman has a few tips.
The Federal Center for Disease Control reminds us that each day about 10 Americans drown. Wear a Coast Guard-approved life jacket while boating. Swimming and water survival skills are taught nationwide by the American Red Cross. Children need to be watched constantly near any body of water. Charles Schneiderman in Washington.
The publisher of a Maryland newspaper where a gunman killed five people last year is pushing for a national monument to fallen journalists. Tribune Publishing Chair David Dreyer announced on Sunday a bipartisan group of lawmakers will introduced legislation this week to establish the Fallen Journalists Memorial in Washington, D.C. The announcement comes nearly a year after the shooting at the Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know that maintaining your home, indoors and out, means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman. And we help you save on them.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open in the realm of science fiction. And later, cartoon voice legend and busy radio supporting actor Mel Blanc hosts a wartime quiz program known as Are You a Genius? Dimension X is often called radio's first great sci-fi program. It debuted on NBC in the spring of 1950 and aired for about a year and a half. Then in April of 1955, it was revived, renamed X-1. Many of the same folks are behind both series, including script adapters George Lefferts and Ernest Canoy, producer William Welch, and director Fred Way. Both shows offered up radio versions of works of many of the best-known sci-fi writers of the era, including Ray Bradbury, Robert Heinlein, Murray Leinster, and Robert Sheckley. The episode I'm about to share with you is based on a story by Canadian-born American writer Horace Leonard Gould. H.L. Gould spent time as a script adapter for the radio series The Mole Mystery Theater, and he had three of his stories produced for X-1, Project Trojan, The Old Die Rich, and the one we're about to play. At the Post concerns a racetrack tout who gets involved in otherworldly concerns. It stars Frank Maxwell, with Ann Thomas as his wife Zelda, joined by Arnold Moss, John Griggs, and Sam Raskin. It's from August 15th, 1957.
Countdown for blast-off. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire.
The far horizons of the unknown come tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents
X-1.
At the Post by H.L. Gould.
When I come into the Blue Ribbon on 49th Street west of Broadway, I could tell right away nobody told Doc Hawkins about my misfortune. Doc, who ain't one really, writes a daily medical column for the Racing Form, and we're celebrating his being sprung from the alcoholic ward. He got one look at me and he choked on a piece of gefilte fish.
What happened? What happened? Look at that.
clocker's become a character.
Now, lay off, Doc.
Look at that, a gray flannel suit, a black tie. Clocker, where is your purple and green checked sports jacket? Where are your two-tone suede shoes? Why, you've become a character.
That was Zelda's idea. She wanted to make a gentleman out of me.
Don't tell me you've fit already.
You don't know, Doc?
No. What happened?
Well, it was right after you tried to take the warts off the fire hydrant that Zelda started hearing voices. It got real bad.
How bad?
Well, she's at Glendale Center upstate. I just came back from visiting her.
Well, did the psychiatrist give you a diagnosis?
Yeah, I got it memorized. Catatonia dementia precox.
Oh, rough. Very rough. The outlook is never good in such cases.
Maybe they can't help her, but I will.
Now, Clocker, you're a race handicapper. You run the best tip sheet on Broadway. But people are not horses. You've got to think of your public. For instance, what's good at Hialeah, huh? My bar bill is about to be foreclosed, and I can use a long shot.
Those couch artists don't know what's wrong with Zelda. I do.
You do?
Well, almost. I'm so close I can hear the finish line camera clicking.
Well, now, that's very interesting. Perhaps we can collaborate on an article for the psychiatric journal.
All right, look. Look at these shots. Look, here.
Huh?
I use the same system I used to dope the races. Look, Zelda's got catatonia. She used to be a hoofer before we got married, and now she does time steps all day.
Stereotype movements are typical of catatonia.
You don't get it. She does time steps. The first thing you learn in hoofing, over and over. 10 or 15 hours a day. And she keeps talking like she's giving lessons to some jerk kid who can't get it straight. And I hear when these catatonics pull out, they don't remember much or maybe nothing.
Protective amnesia.
They work harder and longer at what they're doing than they ever did when they were regular citizens. And they don't get a red cent for it.
I beg your pardon.
I said they were getting stiff. Anybody who works that hard ought to get paid.
I don't understand what you're getting at.
What are they knocking themselves out for if it's for free? Doc, I tell you, I miss that mouse. I gotta save her. She can't see or hear us, but she can sure see or hear something. And I'm gonna dope her.
Clocker, it's too much for you.
Too much for me, huh? Who was it said Warlock had turned into a dog in his third year? Who was it had 7 winners the opening day at Belmont? You take my word for it, Doc. I'll beat the schizophrenia handicap. I hadn't been paying much attention to my tip sheet while I was doping a catatonia dodge. I tell you, I miss Zelda. I miss the bobby pins on the floor and the nylon stuck on a shower rack, the toothpaste tube squeezed from the top. I had to get her back somehow. Next day, I took a cab and went out to that place. I sat in the room and watched her dance. Oh, it was something. Because Zelda was worth watching, even with her eyes blank and her feet shuffling through that simple time step.
Mr. Locke, visiting time is almost up.
All right. Zelda, listen, Zelda. How long can they take to learn a time step?
She can't hear you.
Look, kid, I don't know who these squares are that you're working for, but tell them if they take you, they got to take me, too. You hear? An idea now. I had a dope that Zelda was showing them how to dance, whoever they are. And the only way I could spring her was to find out who was controlling her and what they were after. The first step was to get them interested in me and what I know about racing, doping horses. So I stood there next to Zelda and I started to talk. Now, the first thing you got to figure is bloodlines. You take a horse, you got to know back maybe 4 or 5 generations on both sides. Then you got to know where the colt was foaled, what time of year, because all horses are 1 year old on the 1st of January. Then there's confirmation, training. You take a horse with good bloodlines, break him in a spring on a hard training surface track, and the first thing you know, you got a horse with a shin splint. Or they may cover it up, but if you know it's there...
That's a lot.
I once knew a horse ran in Hialeah who was scared of flamingos.
Hey, what are you doing?
Had a fine record at Gulfstream and Bowie. But when he got down to Hialeah and got one look at the flamingos, he wouldn't run for beans.
Mr. Locke, are you all right?
Shut up, I'm
Mr.
busy.
Mr. Locke.
You bet on a horse that's scared of flamingos at Hialeah and you're going to come in with your tail between your legs. Coming back every day. I'd just sit there next to Zelda while she did a time step and I'd talk about horses over and over. And then finally, I started to hear voices.
Clocker! Clocker! This way, Clocker, come this way. This way, Clocker. Come on now, come with me.
Like it was a fog, I could see the attendant in his white coat asking me questions, and I couldn't hear him. I knew I just kept on talking about the horses. And then suddenly I wasn't there. I was somewhere else. I was in a big square, and the buildings looked like the new Roosevelt Raceway. All modern. Or maybe like the World's Fair. There were trees and statues. And there were hundreds of people standing around, and they all looked scared. There was a little man with bifocals and a vest with pins and needles in it standing next to me. He looked scared. But I knew it had worked. I was on my way to Zelda.
How did I get here? Excuse me, mister. How did I get here?
I don't know.
I can't take time for pleasure trips. I've got a customer coming in tomorrow for a fitting. She'll positively murder me if her dress isn't ready.
She can't murder you. Not anymore.
You mean we're dead?
Don't ask me, but I don't think you're dead. That much I can tell you.
You're listening to X Minus One. We'll be back with more after this short break.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Brian Regan.
I think you hear that term, though, boots on the ground. You assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
A curtain going up on the second act of X Minus One on When Radio Was.
Some of the people in the crowd were complaining they had families to take care of, while others were worried about leaving their businesses. And they all grew quiet when a man climbed up on a big platform in front. He was a very tall and dignified guy, and he had formal clothes and a white beard like the chief mourner at a politician's funeral.
Ladies and gentlemen, please feel at ease. You are not in any danger. No harm will come to you. If you will listen carefully to this orientation lecture, you will know where you are and why.
What is it? I don't understand.
It's a pitch.
Friends, I know you are puzzled at all this. Now let me explain. You've been chosen, yes, carefully screened and selected, to help us in what is undoubtedly the greatest cause of all history. You will learn more about it as we work together in this vast and noble experiment.
What experiment? What is it?
I got it picked. This is a pitch. These guys are out for something. Smells like a con.
Let me state this in its simplest terms. Now, you know that there are billions of stars in the universe and that the stars have planets. A good many of these planets are inhabited. In almost all instances, the dominant form of life is quite different from yours. I am not of your planet or solar system. I am not formed as you see me. My true appearance would seem to be rather confusing to human eyes.
Nuts, get to the point.
The truth is, we are not here, and neither are you. Here is a projection of thought, a hypothetical point in space, a place that exists only by mental force. Actually, our bodies are on our own respective planets.
What's he saying? What does he mean?
Wait, he'll give us the convincer after the build-up.
Our civilization is considerably older than yours. For many of your centuries, we have explored the universe both physically and telepathically, and during this exploration, we discovered your planet. We tried to establish communication, but there were grave difficulties. And it was the time of your dark ages. And I'm sorry to report that those people we did make contact with were generally burned at the stake.
Here it comes. He's getting ready to slip us the sting.
Oh, I don't think you ought to say a thing like that about a fine, decent gentleman. He's obviously very sincere.
The problem we face is that the human race is doomed. The history of your race is a record of incessant wars, each more devastating than the last. And now, finally, man has chained the power of worldwide destruction. The next war, or the one after that, will unquestionably be the end not only of civilization, but of humanity, perhaps even of your entire planet. Then, why have we brought you here? Because man, in spite of his suicidal blunders, is a magnificent race. He must not vanish without leaving a complete record of his achievements. Now, this is the task we must work together on. Each of you has a skill, a talent, a special knowledge we need for the immense record we're compiling. Every area of human society must be covered. And so we need you urgently. Your data will become part of an imperishable social document that shall exist untold eons after mankind has vanished.
Oh, he had a slick con. He had that crowd in the palm of his hand like a small-time grifter selling pearl necklaces on 6th Avenue. They all cheered. They were all flattered to think that they were joining in this vast project to make a record of the human race. After a while, they broke us up into divisions, and I got herded into a building marked Sports and Rackets. They took my name and my occupation like I was applying for unemployment insurance.
Now, here's our problem, Mr. Locke. We're making two kinds of perpetual records. One is written, more precisely, microscribed. The other is a wonderfully exact duplicate of your cerebral pattern, in more durable material than brain matter, of course.
Of course.
The substance we use in place of brain cells absorbs memory quite slowly. But you'll be happy to know that the impression once made can never be lost or erased.
Delighted, tickled to pieces.
I knew you would be. Well, let's proceed, shall we? First, a basic description of horse racing.
I started telling them about horse racing, but they held me down to one sentence. They said I had to repeat it over and over so that that recording thing could get it. They had a picture of my body back on Earth lying in a bed in a hospital just saying that one sentence over and over again.
Well, That's enough for today. Isn't it amazing? We have a more detailed record of human society than man himself ever had. Your life, my life, the life of this Zelda whom you came here to rescue, all are trivial, for we must all die eventually. But the project will last eternally.
You're telling me you know what I'm here for?
To secure the return of your wife. I would naturally be aware that you'd submitted yourself to our control voluntarily. It was in your file that was sent to me by admissions.
Then why did you let me in?
Because, my dear friend, we also...
Look, leave out the friend pitch. I'm here on business.
As you wish. We let you in, as you express it, because you have knowledge that we should include in our archives. We hoped you'd recognize the merit and scope of our undertaking. Most people do, once they're told.
Zelda, too?
Oh, yes. Yes, Zelda's extremely cooperative, quite convinced. Would you like to see her?
Yeah, sure I would.
Well, that can be arranged. I'll call the Arts and Entertainment section and arrange a meeting.
Zelda, baby.
I'm Clocker.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, hello, Clocker.
Aren't you glad to see me? I spent months in shot every dime I've got just to find you.
For sure I'm glad to see you, hon, but I can't waste any time. This work is so important.
I want to talk to you. That con artist with the white beard
said... Oh, isn't he wonderful, Clocker? Aren't they all wonderful? Regular scientists devoting their whole lives to this terrific cause.
What's so wonderful about that?
They could let the Earth go boom. It wouldn't mean a thing to them. Everybody wiped out, just like there never were any people. Not even as much record of us as the dinosaurs. Gee, wouldn't that make you feel simply awful?
I wouldn't feel a thing. All I'm worried about is us, baby. Who cares about the rest of the world doing a disappearing act?
I do, and so do they. They aren't selfish like some people I could mention.
Selfish? You're darn right I am. Zelda, listen. I'm selfish because I got a wife and I'm nuts about her and I want her back.
I have to help out on this project. It's the least I can do for history.
History? What did history ever do for us? Go turn in your time card, baby. Tell them you got a date with me back on Earth.
No, this is my job as much as theirs. More, even. They don't keep anybody here against their will. I'm staying because I want to, Clocker.
But, honey...
Excuse me, I've got to get back. I'm teaching them the soft shoe now.
Are you satisfied now, Mr. Locke?
Listen, take away the doom push and his racket falls. Listen, suppose you're all square. Suppose you're leveling. You're knocking yourself out because your guess is we're going to commit suicide.
But is there any doubt of it? Do you honestly believe the Holocaust can be averted?
I think it can be stopped, yeah. Listen, between these catatonics and me, we could tell them what it's all about. I notice you've got people from all over the world here. They're getting along fine because they have a job to do and don't have time to hate each other. Well, it could be like that back on Earth.
Mr. Locke, we have experimented in the manner you suggest, but a human psychological mechanism defeated us.
Yeah? What was that?
Protective amnesia. They completely and absolutely forgot everything they'd learned here.
Well, what are the odds on me remembering?
Well, you are our first volunteer.
Look... I'll give you a deal. You let me out, and maybe I'll be the first case that didn't get amnesia. And I can tell the world all about this. I'll come back if I lame out. You can pick me up any time you want. But if I make headway, you gotta let Zelda go, too.
That's a very reasonable proposition. We'll lift our control, Mr. Locke, for a suitable time. If you can arouse a measurable opposition to racial suicide, measurable, mind you... Then we agree to release your wife and revise our policy completely.
I came to at Glendale. It took me about 2 weeks to convince them that I was all right again. But I had to convince the world that they were throwing a race and that they needed a saliva test. So I started to write it all out in my tip sheet, in and around the horses. Around that time, I ran into Doc.
Crocker, my boy, you've no idea how anxious we were about you. But you're looking fit, I'm glad to say.
Thanks. I wish I could say the same about you and the rest of the world.
No need to worry about us. We'll muddle along somehow.
You think so, huh?
I'm glad to see you've got your tip sheet going again. As long as the bobtails run, who cares what happens to anything else?
Nobody listened to me. I had posters printed telling everybody. I hired sandwich men to walk through the city. I made speeches in Columbus Circle. I told everybody doomsday was near. I sent letters to Congress, to the UN, editors of newspapers. Nobody paid any attention. I sneaked into the balcony of the General Assembly and tried to shout a speech. And he threw me out, very politely. I wrote the whole thing up for a magazine. And they printed it and sent me a check and told me if I had any more fiction, I'd be glad to run it. I kept trying to tell everybody the truth about the catatonics. We ought to go to the hospitals and get ourselves let in and have the aliens take over and show us where we're going. But nobody would listen. And then finally, I went back out to Glendale.
Oh, Mr. Locke, we were wondering when you'd come visit your wife. You've been away?
I want my old room back.
But you're perfectly normal.
Give me half hour alone and you'll be glad to give me my room. Here I am back again.
Oh, Mr. Locke.
Okay, I'll give you all the rest of the dope on Raisin. You won't have any trouble with me.
Then you're convinced you failed.
I'm no dummy. I know when I'm licked.
So do we, Mr. Locke. Naturally, you have no way of detecting the effect you've had. We do. The result is that because of your experiment, we're gladly revising our policy.
Huh? Is this a rib? Nobody listened to me.
Oh, but they did. Visits to catatonics have increased considerably. When the visitors are alone with our human associates, they tentatively follow the directions you gave them in your article. Not all do, to be sure. Only those who feel as strongly about being with their loved ones as you do about your wife. We've accepted 4 voluntary applicants.
You mean I made it?
That's right. Before long, we shall have to increase our staff as the numbers of voluntary applicants increases geometrically. And then we'll be able to release the first group to go back and carry the message. Whenever you care to, Mr. Locke, you and your wife are free to leave.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. I owe you plenty. I'll help make that record before I go. I'll teach you how to dope the horses. Is that what you want?
Why, yes.
All right, then let's go. The quicker we get started, the quicker we can get back.
You have just heard X-1 presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine. X-1 has brought you At the Post, a story from the pages of Galaxy written by H.L. Gold and adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy. Featured in our cast were Frank Maxwell as the Clocker and Thomas as his time-stepping wife, Zelda, Arnold Moss as the otherworldly one, John Griggs as the doc who wasn't one, really, and Sam Raskin as the confused little tailor with his mouth full of pins. Your announcer, Fred Collins. X-1 was directed by Kenneth McGregor and is an NBC Radio Network production.
From August 15, 1957... As I mentioned earlier, author H.L. Gold had 2 other stories adapted for X-1, The Old Die Rich and Project Trojan. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we'll present a World War II-era quiz show hosted by cartoon voice whiz Mel Blanc. He'll ask you, are you a genius? Right after this break.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
It's Bob Bailey as troubleshooter for hire George Valentine in Radio Spirit's exciting 8-CD collection, Let George Do It, Sweet Poison. This man of many talents will take on just about any job for a price.
Let George Do It Sweet Poison is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Woz listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GEORGE33.
George!
Come on, Angel.
Order Let George Do It Sweet Poison today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GEORGE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SUMMER30. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and it's time to introduce a short-form radio quiz program hosted by the most famous cartoon voice artist of all time, the fellow behind Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Barney Rubble, and on and on. Of course, he was also a busy radio supporting performer, led by his work on Burns and Allen and the Jack Benny program. His name, Mel Blanc, and the wartime series is titled Are You a Genius? It's from 1942.
Down theme song introduces another session of Are You a Genius? Presented for the American Armed Forces and their allies, and conducted by the master half-wit, the genius who set record lows in every Army classification test, the star of this show, Mel Blanc.
That's me, fellas.
Who done that? Are You a Genius? This is a simple game. All you need is a pencil and paper and a few right answers. I ask a question, then comes music for a half a minute or so, and then I give the correct answer. Each correct answer is worth a certain number of points. I'll give you the value of each question as we go along, and your genius rating is your total score. Everybody understand how to play the game? All root. In this session, we have six questions, all total to 100 points. All right, students, let's take advantage of this opportunity to improve ourselves. After all, where else can you learn English, geography, history, and how to make boxcars the hard way? So sit back on your curriculums, and I'll make with the first question.
Curriculums, grand word.
This one is about the history of American aviation and gets you 15 points to start with. Here it is. In 1911, Galbraith P. Rogers made the first transcontinental airplane flight. It took 50 days with 68 stops, 11 accidents, and 7 wrecks.
Today's accepted speed record for transcontinental flight is 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. Who made this record in 1937? 15 points if you can give the name of the man who holds the speed record for transcontinental flight.
Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Come, Josephine. Come, Josephine.
Oh, a P-38.
Look out! Right to the candy store. Gee, that kid was really flying low. Okay, did you think of his name? It was Howard Hughes. He still holds the American transcontinental flight record, which he established in 1937. Take the first 15 points for your genius score if you remember that the man's name is Howard Hughes. You know, I took a ride the other day with an Army pilot in a new speed plane called the Bullet. We flew just 20 feet above the ground at a speed of 850 miles an hour.
How did it affect you, Mel?
Well, if you've ever washed a sock and wrung it out by hand, that's how my neck looked when I got back. They had to unwind my head like a watch. Oh, but I was a fool. I tried to read the signboards.
Boy, does that blank exaggerate. You can't believe a thing he says.
Who can?
Nobody.
Ah, shit it. Here we go, kids. Quick as a flash at the second question. This one gets you 10 points if you have a fair knowledge of musicians' jive, the slanguage of swing. It's in two parts, and each part that you get right is worth 5 points. Here it is. What two instruments would a dance band musician be talking about if he told you that he could play a squeeze box and a doghouse? 5 points apiece. What kind of an instrument is a squeeze box, and what is the ordinary name for what a swing musician calls a doghouse? Have to get that last stop fixed. Okay, here's where you get 10 points if you got both parts right. What a dance band musician calls a squeeze box is an accordion, and a doghouse is a bass fiddle. 5 points apiece for the correct answers. A squeeze box is an accordion, and a doghouse is a bass fiddle. You know, I used to play an accordion. I studied for 6 months, and at the end of that time, I couldn't play a thing. But I had the only stomach in town with pleats.
What am I laughing for? It hurt. Well, I finally got a job in a nightclub. You should have seen that joint. It was the smallest nightclub I've ever seen. Every time the trombone player reached out for a low note, he dragged two more customers in off the sidewalk. Yep, the manager of the club didn't like the way I played, but it was always very smoky in there, and the accordion was the only air conditioning he could afford. Where was I? Oh, yes, shoot $2 or any part. No, that wasn't it. I'm sure that wasn't it. I haven't got $2. Oh, the question. Yes, I forgot. All ready for the third query? Goody. This one is also about airplanes and gets you 15 points if you come up with the right retort. Here it is. If you've ever watched an airplane in flight, you know that as the plane gains altitude, it gradually appears smaller to the eye. But does the shadow of an airplane grow smaller as the plane gains altitude? 15 points if you know the correct answer. Does the shadow of an aeroplane in the air grow smaller as the plane gains altitude? How did that get in there? Nasty sounding motor, what? All right, kids, you can stop arguing, because here's the right answer. The shadow of an aeroplane does not get smaller as the plane gains altitude. The shadow remains the same, because the sun's rays are parallel. Take 15 points for your score if you said that the shadow of an aeroplane in the air does not get smaller as the plane gains altitude, but remains the same. My mother-in-law saw her shadow the other day for the first time and went back into the ground for 6 weeks. Brother, is she homely? but she's a wonderful woman. I keep telling her as she twists my arm. Let go, Ma! Here we are at question number 4. This one nets a goodly 15 points if you should happen to know the answer. But if you don't, you'll learn something very important and worthwhile. This is it. In military abbreviations, what do the letters USAFI mean? For 15 points, what do the letters USAFI stand for?
You're listening to Are You a Genius? We'll be right back with more questions after this.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now, back to more questions on Are You a Genius? On When Radio Was.
In military abbreviations, what do the letters USAFI mean? For 15 points, what do the letters USAFI stand for? Did you know the answer to that? If you did, you've got another 15 points for your score. But if you didn't, here is where you learn something. USAFI stands for the United States Armed Forces Institute, the official War and Navy Department school. Through the correspondence and self-teaching courses of this school, you can learn almost any subject you choose. There are over 100 different high school and college courses that are open to all in the service. So if you want to improve yourself in your service job and prepare for a better civilian job after the war, here's what to do. Better get a pencil and write this down. If you want to know more about these courses by mail, write to Commandant USAFI in your area. Here are the addresses. Central Pacific Area Branch, APO 958. APO 958. European Area Branch, APO 887. APO 887. Middle East Branch, APO 787. APO 787. If you are in any other theater, write to USAFI, Madison 3, Wisconsin. Madison 3, Wisconsin.
Well, goodness gracious, bless my soul, if the very next pop out of the box isn't a real double peachy surprise. Oh, happy me.
Listen, fellas, do you crave the better things in life? Hmm? Do you have a poetic soul that cries out for expression? Hmm? Do you like the higher type of classical music? Hmm? Then listen. Are you still listening? Hmm? This instrument is known as the cigar box fiddle. It's a sort of a musical infiltration course. Today, with the help and assistance of Joel the bartender, playing the piano, I am going to play three songs, and each of them have something to do with the word heart. You get 10 points apiece for the ones you guess right. Okay, here's the first heart song. Was Deep in My Heart, played without a rehearsal and without even coming close to the melody. However, if you recognize it as Deep in My Heart, you have the first 10 of the 30 points available on this question. And here is the next song that has something to do with the heart. The name of that one is Nobody's Sweetheart. If you guessed it, you can take another 10 points, and here is the last heart tune. This one is a little on the higher class side than the last one, and I'll give you the hint that it was written by Rogers and Hart, who never suspected that we were going to get a hold of it. And the title of that tune is With a Song in My Heart. Take the last 10 points for the musical memory quiz if you knew With a Song in My Heart. Get ready now for the last puzzler in this session. 15 points if you get this one right. It's about horseback riding. Why do I always chunk those things in, do you know? On which side of a horse is it proper to mount? The right or the left? Which side of a horse is the proper side to mount from? The horse's right or left side? We can make a production out of it.
Who threw that? Cut it out!
Well, kids, that should have been enough time for you to get the answer. We stalled for you, boys. The proper side of a horse from which to mount is the left side. That's right. To get on a horse properly, you mount on the horse's left side. And that was worth 15 points if you said that. You know, I went out to a dude ranch once for my vacation, and everybody had to dress like a cowboy. I put on a pair of chaps, and I nearly froze to death. Nobody told me you were supposed to wear pants with them.
Oh, stop it, Mel, you silly, silly boy. Be serious. How do you expect these fellows to look up to you if you keep lying there on the floor?
Okay, I'll get up. I can take a hint.
Come on. Come on, hurry up now. Add up those scores, kiddies, and see how close you came to getting 100 points. The score that is perfect and makes you smart like me.
Oh, a bell.
Well, men, this is Mel Blanc, the old marblehead, saying adios and telling you to send in some questions, if you think of any, to Are You a Genius? Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Thanks, kids. Oh, yes, and another thing. Don't, whatever you do, don't miss the next chapter of this thrilling and delightful saga of life in the raw. What happens to Sidney the student? Do you think his parents should give up the idea of his being a child prodigy now that he has reached the age of 38? This and more will be answered in our next installment. Are You a Genius? Is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
From 1942, that was the World War II era series, Are You a Genius?, created by the Armed Forces Radio Service, and indeed hosted by cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc. At the time, he was also working on numerous radio comedy programs, including the Jack Benny program and the George Burns and Gracie Allen show. Mel Blanc's insanely prolific cartoon voice acting work began about 5 years earlier. Although it's hard to nail down exactly, the accepted very first cartoon character voice by Blanc was Porky Pig. In a 1937, Frank Tashlin directed Warner Brothers' animated short, Porky's Road Race. Then 3 years later in the cartoon The Wild Hare, Blanc was first heard voicing his most famous character, Bugs Bunny. It found the rabbit outwitting dim bulb hunter Elmer Fudd as voiced by Arthur Q. Bryan. Well, that Bugs debut also introduced his best-known catchphrase. I'll deliver it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show. It is appealing.
MusicRewind.com presents Hollywood Hits, 60 original recordings from the golden age of Hollywood film, featuring your favorite stars, including Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and Marilyn Monroe, to name just a few.
Go wrong, I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
This 3-CD collection of enduring classics from the greatest musicals features songs from South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, Calamity Jane, Oklahoma, Carousel, Showboat, and many more.
What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Order Hollywood Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 for this 3-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code MUSICAL77.
I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now, and Hollywood Hits can be yours today for only $19.98. Remember promo code MUSICAL77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's MUSICAL77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power for all your PC gaming needs, yet still small and light enough to carry around, check out the ROG, or Republic of Gamers, Zephyrus SGX701 from ASUS. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop that's squeezed into a 15-inch form factor. It's only 18.7 millimeters thin. Under the hood has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080 with Max-Q Design GPU. And on the processor side, the latest 8th Gen Intel Core i7, delivering desktop-like performance. Running Windows 10 Pro, you have more features, more games, more powerful options. Why would you play with anything else? Learn more about the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 at Asus.com or Republic of Gamers at ROG.asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1940 Warner Brothers cartoon, The Wild Hare, featuring Elmer Fudd, and introducing Bugs Bunny. Well, one line delivered by Mel Blanc as Bugs became legendary. When the hunter Fudd pointed his gun at him, he responded with a casual remark, "What's up, Doc?" So loved it became his biggest catchphrase. By the way, that cartoon also introduced Fudd's frequent saying, "Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits." I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, do me a favor and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.